If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Ah! Man goes to the doctor. Says, "Doctor, I'm having trouble at home with my love life. What'll I do?" He says, "Take off 20 pounds. Run 10 miles a day." Man calls him 2 weeks later. "Doc, took off the 20 pounds. I've been running 10 miles a day." "Well, how's your love life?" "I don't know. I'm 140 miles away."
That's not funny. There's no humor there. It is absent of humor.
Now, as everyone knows, that was not successful.
Hey, ready to get this party going on?
You know, you go home and have a couple of shooters, and I don't know what the f*** happens, but when you come back, you're not the same lady.
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or would or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli.
And now.
All right.
Our feature presentation.
Just saying. That's what it was like. That's what we were all hearing in our heads at the time. We were hearing nothing, slow motion, and then crickets.
And by the way, I knew that all that was coming, and I couldn't stop. Just nothing I could do about it.
God.
You got to be able to. What? What? Like,
you cannot control yourself.
I'm saying you go.
You know
to,
that you're heading downhill and you're going to slam into a tree and you can't turn the wheel.
I step on the gas.
I
step on the gas.
Yeah,
you're right.
You do.
I really do.
Wow.
The more disastrous it seems, the more I'm drawn to it. I don't know why.
And the funny thing is he turns to me for like advice, but it's like the alcoholic going to the guy at the bar and
sure.
asking if he's doing okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he knows I'm going to be like, yeah, do it. So he only asked me.
I write like in a piece of paper while we're doing an interview. Should I ask? Blah 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 blah. And of course, Mike's answer is always yes.
I don't know what it is, which is the right thing for Mike to do.
Because he's going to somehow pull me back with his common sense.
Because you ought to have the filter, Kevin. You should at this point have the judgment to know that you don't ask Sean Penn if he would have played that role like Spicoli.
No, I know, but part of it. He's
is
such
it
a,
because you knew how hilarious he was and what a great sense of humor he had? It wasn't. He was not. We weren't talking to Vince Vaughn in Into the Wild, you know.
I think I'm annoyed by people who don't have any sense of humor about themselves. That annoys me.
He takes himself very seriously,
and yes. And that's why I think I was forced to do it, just because.
And I don't want to say
F him because he's a great actor. He came on our show. That was nice. But I don't know. Something just really bugs me about people who don't have any sense of humor about themselves. Just
especially when you're making a movie about a kid who dies. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't have a sense
of humor,
you can have a sense of humor there.
Jeez. What a stick in the mud.
Yeah, so.
Well, the Sean Penn disaster is one of the great, certainly one of the great moments in the history of the Kevin DeBean Show.
He did not disappoint us, did he?
Be sure to put that on the farewell reel, whatever we get around to the farewell show, Mike. We need to make sure that that's part of it, all right?
We need to build that quickly.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that idea? We were going to do that months ago. Remember? That was the idea. Is let's do
course.
It before we can't?
Yeah, of course.
Why haven't we done it yet?
Because we're us.
Yeah.
What do you think? That's what happens every time. We have a lot of great ideas. Never do them. We do the crappy stuff.
This show could be so good, people, if you had any idea of the stuff we come up with and then don't do. I think you'd be really impressed.
That would be a much better show.
If you could hear the show we hear in our heads, man, you would love it.
Bean, did you know that Celeb Fit Club 2 is back?
No.
I did not, no.
Dustin Diamond, Screech, back
He's
again.
He's back on another reality show?
It was the same one. He was on Celebrity Fit Club 1.
But he was even fat to begin with, was he?
No, but remember, he was the guy who kept arguing with the drill instructor, and they would fight over, like, and he wouldn't follow any of their...
That's right.
Yeah.
Any other plans, exercise, food, nothing. He wouldn't do anything.
And he proves that all you have to do is be a giant a-hole and they'll continue to offer you work because you are good on television. You bring eyeballs as long as you give people some conflict in a show.
So here are the people in this season. Erin Moran from Happy Days.
Okay.
Samore from the Queens of Comedy. Brian Dunkelman.
No
Brian
kidding.
Brian Dunkelman?
Who hosted American Idol the first season.
And co-hosted first season with Ryan, right? Then left because he had much better things to do.
Well, that's what he said, yeah. AJ Benza or Blenza from
AJ Benza.
From High Stakes Poker. Benza?
Yeah, he also was a entertainment reporter for many years.
Right.
On E! And also did a show called Mysteries.
Hollywood Confidential or something.
Hollywood Confidential and Mysteries and Legends, whatever. He used to do the stories about, you know, famous murders in Hollywood and that kind of stuff.
And then Dustin Diamond is there, Willie Ames from Charles in Charge, and Teeny Others from Family Ties.
I can't believe you guys aren't watching this, by the way. I haven't missed an episode yet.
I didn't even know it had started.
Spectacular.
I was not aware of it, but I was watching Jimmy Kimmel last night, and he had some clips from Dustin Diamond. And he's crazy. He's really, I can't tell if he's just living it up because he knows it gets a reaction out of people, or is he really crazy?
I think he's definitely trying to push people's buttons. I mean, he was thrown off the show last season,
right.
And then came back this season to show that he's a new man and he wants to make bygones be bygones. And now he's starting the crap all over again, especially with this drill instructor that he keeps working, this big black dude.
Well, like I said, I haven't seen
like him at all.
The drill instructor hates him.
That's what I'm saying.
Rightfully so.
I'm saying the drill instructor does not like him at
all. The clip that they had on Jimmy, and I'll have to go back and watch the entire show because this is amazing. But Dustin Diamond is talking to the American Idol dude, Dunkelman.
Okay.
And I don't know what started this, but why was he threatening to kill him? What did he say?
Here's the thing.
He's threatening to kill Dunkelman, which for Dunkelman would probably be good.
You know? They had this challenge that they won, so they got to have this picnic, and part of the picnic included wine.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dunkelman and Screech proceed to down about 3 bottles of red wine each.
Good.
And so they're all hammered, and apparently in the course of the show or something, somebody had called Dustin a Nazi because he kept like just jamming on somebody during a challenge.
Right.
And he says, I will have the JDL come down here. I will have one phone call. I'll get this show shut down.
That's what he was talking about because I have that clip.
Right. And okay. Dunkelman starts to go back and forth with him. And then Dustin goes off on this rant that borderline's frightening.
If I make one phone call tomorrow, this whole production shuts down.
We understand.
No, you don't understand. People better watch their ass. Because I can show up at your house and knife you in the gut. You piss me off, and I justify it, and I got the skill and technique. You better watch your ass. I'll gut you, mother. You watch your ass. I'll kill your ass.
He'll kill your effing ass.
Wow.
Dunkelman's like, well, that's scary.
Seems a little out of line.
I don't know how we escalated to this stage, but now you're going to gut me. And you got to see what he does. I got the moves. And he's like trying to pretend like he's a ninja with a knife in his hand.
And then he explains how he's going to stay above it this time and how he's not going to get railroaded like he did last time.
I'm not going to come in and be made to look like a douchebag. That's not going to happen again. I'll tell you that right now. Because, well, I'll say it. I'm smarter than most. You know?
Yeah.
You know?
You don't look like a douchebag at all. Now, do you think he believes the stuff he's saying, Ralph, or is he just doing it just to be that guy?
Both. I think he believes that he's better than everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
He definitely thinks he's the star of the show.
Smarter than everyone else, too, for sure.
And VH1 keeps bringing him back, so that's feeding into his delusions of grandeur in terms of
that he's essential.
He's what makes the show go round.
Right.
He is, by the way. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even think of watching this show if it wasn't a giant a-hole.
You should make plans to tune in this Sunday when Joni from Happy Days gets S-face drunk and starts dry-humping people and
excellent
dancing on stage at this bar and just makes a total old woman ass out of herself.
How are all these people on Celebrity Fit Club drinking to excess?
VH1 needs the drama, mama.
Because you're not losing weight that way.
No, they don't want to lose weight. Sure. They want to put on a good TV show.
They don't care about that. Teeny Others, by the way, comes off looking like the most sane. You feel so sorry for her, from the girl from Family Ties.
Yeah.
Because she is just so sweet and just normal and just wants to be there and lose some weight. And she's constantly cutting to her, looking around saying, what the F have I gotten myself into?
How many episodes have aired?
I think they're like 3 in.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's been great this year.
By the way, Joni from Happy Days was not pretty as a teenager. I can't imagine what she looks like as an old woman.
It's not
it's
oh, not
I've
good.
Seen her because she did
Scott Baio show.
Yeah, Scott Baio
show. How old is
she?
She's 50, I guess.
Ooh. Yeah, maybe.
Kind of wrinkly. Not a good 50?
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. All right, I got to get on that show. When is it on? It's on VH1?
VH1 Sunday night, I think 9 o'clock,
okay,
maybe?
Fantastic.
I don't know. But Harvey, the drill instructor,
he's the best. We should have him on.
It's boot camp this season. That's why it's different than the usual lineup. This year they've done boot camp where they're all in barracks and stuff, and he makes them get up, because he's a former Marine, makes them get up and do all these calisthenics and stuff, and him and Diamond going at it is just magical.
Well, his head's got to explode, because when you're in the Marines, everyone has to do what you say. Dustin Diamond does just the opposite. It must drive him out of his mind.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
We got to get him on the show. I love him.
Definitely.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we? We have a very, very sad story to tell you. And it's about...
Oh.
Dear God.
But every day.
Yeah, but every day.
Yeah, exactly.
It's that important to you that I say the date? Really?
It's kind of a tradition.
Right, but once I'm already selling the show.
Right. But it, I don't if know, that were to happen, then we'd never go back to it. We would just drop it. And
right.
I think it's funny, so.
It's Wednesday. The
I hate to lose it.
Wednesday, the 9th of Vaporlingus.
Is
there something sad on today's show?
Let's yes. not let that go.
There's something very sad on today's okay. show, and it's the story of Beanstick.
Oh.
Very sad. And you'll cry. I'll bet a tear will come out of your eye today as you hear about his sad little penis.
At least something will be coming out of something.
Oh, dear God. We have a Kevin and Bean garage sale today. Everything must go. We'll
yes,
tell you about that. Some
definitely.
Of the
are we stacking deep and selling cheap
we
by
are.
Any chance?
How do we do it? Volume, volume, volume.
Uh-huh.
John Sebastian Jaguar on the program today.
Through the beards and the sweat and the separated shoulders, 30 started in October, 16 continued in April, and the Ducks prevailed. Two favorite phrases, Stanley Cup champions, no practice tomorrow.
I guess anything short of this point would be a disappointment for the team after winning it all. I mean, that's your goal all season long is let's just get back to the playoffs and let's repeat. So we'll see what he's got in mind to make that happen.
I'll tell you, though, it's not easy at all. I mean, there are a lot of teams that could win. So
it doesn't happen very often that you see a repeat champion in hockey.
A lot of times you'll see the same team did not even make the playoffs.
Yep.
What the hell was the difference? The Armenian comedian Cribs on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
I can't believe that Psycho Mike has been in Sam's home.
Yeah, that's pretty odd. That sounds pretty bizarre.
And lived to tell
brought
the tale.
Brought a camera. Lightning was there videotaping.
Yeah.
He had a team of 17 on cameras.
It's bizarre.
I mean, the closest
to think about
I ever want to get to the Armenian comedian is on the phone long distance. That's it.
But well, to think he has a family.
Yeah.
That's the
people
part
live
I
with him.
Not imagine.
Giving that sense of realism to Sam was very weird, you know?
He's not just a real person.
It's like when you were in like fifth grade and you realize that your teachers go home and have a life and stuff.
You see him at the store or something,
right,
you go, wow.
It was the same for Sam. He has two kids my age.
What?
Yeah. And like a wife, and it's just
Do his two kids live at home still?
One of them does. They have like a back house, like a guest house almost. And he was back there, and he got home from work while we were filming. And you know, Sam and I were like rolling around on the bed, and I'm you know dry humping him, and he, you know his 28-year-old kid walks in and goes, just the look on his face is like, oh my God, what is my father doing?
Can you imagine?
Is he normal? His son?
I didn't talk to him at all. Believe me,
it's
he was
not
horrible.
Possible.
But he really seemed like it. You know, it wasn't like Sam who would walk in with a flute in his mouth and his pants around his ankles.
Everybody has, it's not a flute. Everybody has wacky parents, but could you imagine having Sam, the Armenian comedian, as your father?
No.
You don't brag about it. That's
no,
not something
you don't.
To bring up. You never, not one time has that kid ever said, hey, do you ever listen to K-Rock? My dad is.
No.
That doesn't happen.
What do you do? What's your dad do? Insurance?
Dead? I'm an orphan?
He's certainly not a comedian that's on K-Rock. I'll tell you that right now.
Did you get stoned today, Sam?
I get stoned every day, every minute. And even though I don't get stoned, I am stoned, naturally.
Not my dad. Never heard of that guy.
Bob Dylan won the Pulitzer Prize for his lyrics, I guess.
Wow.
That's odd.
Yeah.
We'll have to check with him. And in Chile, they're having teenage sex parties in streets, in parks, anywhere they happen to be.
They're so good.
So we have our 7-part investigative series coming up this morning. In about a half hour from now, you'll hear some of the highlights of that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Roddy. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat now. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 551.
By the way, 9 o'clock again this morning, Radiohead tickets for you for their upcoming show at the Hollywood Bowl. Go to krock.com for all the details on how to buy your tickets and find out what it means when we say you could be the person who presents the show. It's a pretty sweet deal, particularly for a Radiohead fan. And we do have another way for you to win at krock.com, too, that does not even involve listening to the radio, which I'm sure is preferable to you at this point. It's 551. Ralph's here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Naomi Campbell.
Yes.
Is effed up.
She throwing stuff again?
Yes.
She
Fantastic.
Was arrested on British Airways last week, Kevin.
Uh-oh.
Apparently she flew off the handle after learning one of her bags hadn't made the flight from London to Los Angeles and just went ape-ass.
How dare they?
So they had arrested her, and now British Airways has banned her from the airlines.
Yay!
Awesome.
That's great news.
Naomi said she's been flying on British Airlines for 30 years and hopes to resolve the problem. British Airways said, we don't care. You are one batty bitch.
Are there details about what she did on the plane?
I heard, no, it wasn't on the plane. Oh. It was on the ground, but I heard she spit on somebody.
At a police officer.
Yeah, she did. She spit at a police officer.
And she is super abusive to the airline personnel because, as you know, no one who has ever flown has lost a bag. It was just her.
Well, no, it doesn't matter if other people have happened
to. Doesn't care.
This is Naomi Campbell. She's not regular people. Things like that don't happen to her.
I am sick of Negroes who just do not get it.
Stop it.
Naomi announced she was going to start flying American Airlines, and America started immediately canceling flights. Just to be on the safe side. I can't say I blame them.
Didn't she already go, Ralph, through some sort of
anger management
course?
Several times.
Yeah.
After being in her assistant with a cell phone in the head, that was part of her her probation, and she's got a lot of issues. And even worse, she's doing the Thriller dance in 2008, which I find unacceptable.
She is.
What are you talking about?
Have you seen that water commercial she does?
No.
Those flavored vitamin waters, whatever.
That's the Thriller dance?
Yeah. It was in the Super Bowl. The lizards all dancing with her. You know, the lizards drink the water and they start doing
the
dance.
Was the Super Bowl yesterday?
No, it was some time ago, Kevin.
I don't remember.
I keep forgetting you bonked your head on a tree.
You know what's refreshing about that, though? What's refreshing is most of the time you'll see this happen. Something will happen. And then the celebrity will say, I'm really sorry. I hope to put it behind me. And then the airline kind of is forced to say, okay, everything will be. And they just said, no, we don't care. We don't care.
It's the best.
I love that.
It is sort of a British attitude to take. No, thank you. Thank you very much. No, thank you for flying. No, we're no longer interested. Thank you so much.
Don't even need to have a dialogue. Thank you.
Speaking of the Brits, you know, a lot of celebrities are coming out in favor of one candidate or another in the upcoming presidential election.
That's how I vote. I check out who in Britain.
Ordinarily, I wouldn't care, but in this particular case, I do.
Okay.
Monty Python star John Cleese has come forward.
Really?
I'd vote for him.
And thrown his sizable support behind Barack Obama. In fact, he said, if Barack Obama gets the nomination, I'm going to offer my services to him as a speechwriter because I think he is a brilliant man. How funny would the president's speeches be if John Cleese of Monty Python fame wrote them?
Be the best.
This is an ex-war. Do the whole parrot sketch and everything. Do the minister of silly walks. He'd be walking around like a big goofball. That'd be entertaining.
I don't think that would get through the troops.
Britain, more than most nations, really does care who's president because our fortunes are pretty linked together.
Yeah.
We have as much effect on them, more than any other country, maybe, except for Mexico.
They've already taken in the shorts after 8 years of Bush.
Following him around, yeah.
Yeah, not so popular over there in the UK. But here's the thing. John Cleese lives now in California. I don't know if he's an American citizen or not. I don't know whether he took the test or not. But he is an expatriate Brit who now lives here. So he's got his reasons for backing Barack, I can imagine. Patrick Swayze is apparently responding very well to treatments for his pancreatic cancer. Remember when they told us all he was going to be gone in a couple weeks?
Yeah, there was not much hope.
Apparently, things have turned around, and they're giving him, they still don't think he's going to, survive, but he's going to have a lot longer than they initially expected. People Magazine says that Patrick can't help but feel all the prayers, meditations, and good thoughts that people have for him are making a difference, but they are thrilled and grateful for the success that his treatment has. It's much better than expected.
Wow.
How does he handle pain, if you know, Ralph?
I think he says pain don't hurt, so it doesn't really bother him.
That's great.
Yeah.
I need to get on that program.
He's lucky that way. Jamie Spears is trying to recoup some of the reported $22 million his daughter Brittany blew through over the past year.
Oh!
What?
$22 million.
Oh, my God.
She spent $22 million in the past year.
She actually, in spite of her fortune, could go broke.
Easily.
At that rate.
Easily. Look, they said Michael Jackson is the richest celebrity in the history of entertainment. He is set for life if he never records another song. Yeah. They said that 10 years ago. Guy is now looking to sell his branch.
$22 million. And how do you recoup that?
Well, she's trying to make new deals for it. She's got no income coming.
The
CD was a stiff. She's done a little TV work with that How I Met Your Mother, but it's not like she's got her steady income. So the New York Post is reporting he's negotiating a deal to make her the spokesperson for a new line of Danish furniture.
That's hot.
That's classy.
Danish furniture.
Yes, apparently there's a Danish furniture line that's looking for a celebrity spokesperson, and he's negotiating to make Brittany the new face of Danish furniture.
Hi, okay. Y'all. Buy this chair.
Is your ass big like this woman's?
Yeah.
You need a chair.
Soon she's going to be, you know, selling oranges on the freeway exit. I think that's the next step for her.
I wonder if they have the same kind of tabloid coverage of Britney's downward spiral around the world as they do here. We're so celebrity obsessed. I wonder if she still has a reputation that's okay, that's passable in Asia and Europe and places like that.
No idea.
Let's call Denmark.
And ask.
Let's see. How do you feel?
Let me write
do
that
you
down.
Speak English?
Call.
How do you feel about Britney Spears? Would
Denmark.
You buy her furniture?
You mock us.
I'm sorry. That's what they'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know you spoke Danish or Dutch, whatever. Ralph, you mock us, but we're calling Chili next.
That's why I mock you.
I'm just saying, it's going to work this time.
Because of your damn dumb idea, calling Chili.
Trust us on this one.
No. There's no trust.
There should be. We've earned it.
In Touch magazine has released the list of the top 10 Hollywood couples who cannot help but expose PDA, public displays of affection.
Oh,
the
okay.
ones who are most annoying in public, who can't keep their hands off of each other. Yeah. The ones you want to yell, hey, get a room.
Yeah.
May I make one guess?
You may, sir.
Spencer and Heidi.
Number 10 on the list.
Oh, okay.
An excellent guess, but way at the bottom.
Every time you see them, they're mauling each other.
But I thought they weren't together anymore.
Yeah, every other week.
Okay.
Vanessa Minnillo and Nick
Minnillo.
Lachey.
Mm. Good guess, Psycho Mike, but not on the list.
Ah!
There's so many photos of them, everyone.
Yeah. Here's your list. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith are number 9. Yeah, they're always trying to prove something.
What do you think they're trying to prove, right?
Nothing, I'm just saying.
Or they're deeply in love, heterosexuals.
That's
Come
what
on.
I'm saying. Kate Walsh from Grey's Anatomy and her husband, Alex Young. Yeah, they're sick-making.
They're newly wed.
Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romijn.
Can you blame them?
Always
blame
at it. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, number 6. Brooke Burke and David Charvet. That dude. All over each other. Nicolette Sheridan and Michael Bolton. Yeah, that's something that nobody wants to see. And they won't stop it. Ashley Simpson and Pete Wentz. Nothing hotter than two chicks making out, by the way. I completely stand behind that. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Sure.
Talking about something to prove. And number 1, Drew Barrymore and Justin Long. Apparently making everyone throw up in their mouths a little bit when they're around them.
Hey, speaking of Drew Barrymore, didn't she have an alcohol problem? Hasn't she been to rehab and all that?
Yeah,
did you see
she
the
went
TMZ
to the
footage?
Rehab.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Did you see the TMZ footage the other night of her just smashed out of her head?
I don't think she was drunk just because she was wearing her socks on her hands. Do you?
Yeah. She was just cold?
That's awesome.
And lastly, I have to talk about it. Everyone's insisting. Everyone has sent me the story over and over and over again.
What story?
Despite my heart being broken, I have to report it in the interests of good journalism.
Yeah.
David Naughton.
Yeah.
A-hole. Star of the Dr. Pepper TV commercials. Mm-hmm. Of course, American Werewolf in London. But most importantly, had the hit record Making It in 1979. Has served 2 days in a jail in Nevada after pleading no contest on a domestic violence charge.
Oh. Dr. Zulu!
Apparently, he and his wife got into an argument, and she was found to have suffered minor injuries. He shook her, apparently, threw her to the ground.
Oh, my God.
And he got sentenced 30 days. 28 days of those days have been suspended, but he did spend 2 days inside. So.
And his last showbiz work was on the Kevin and Bean Show, if I recall correctly.
That's right. We celebrated his birthday here, and we had a lovely conversation.
That's considered showbiz work?
Yeah.
Well, it's the closest he's probably got in 20 years.
Right. I find that inexcusable unless... His wife, Sean, said that Making It is not a good song. And then he had a reason. But anything else was no excuse.
Making It blows.
Oh, I would, now he should come kick your ass, too.
That's right. Hope he does.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays. Albert Hammond Jr. of The Strokes is 28 years old today. Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance is 31. Cynthia Nixon, Sex and the City.
Mm-hmm.
She's a lesbian, right?
Mm-hmm.
She a lesbian these days?
Yes, she is.
I think so.
I
think right,
she's a lesbian. You can't keep up with these kids today with their vaginas. She's 42. Dennis Quaid, very talented actor, is 54 years old today. And Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner, my surrogate father, is 82 years old.
Does he know that he's your surrogate father?
Sure he does. Okay. Sure. Remember when we went to the house?
Yeah.
And he said, "You're my son." Remember he said that?
Nick no.
Nick Cage was there? Nick Cage was there?
Yeah. No, I don't remember that
Beth
at all.
Beth and Nick have a very similar speech pattern. They both have that jaw that comes out.
They
like,
do, that's true.
Welcome to the mansion.
I remember you were drooling. That's about all
greatest
I remember.
Greatest day of my life. Greatest day of my life. Remember they showed us the secret entrance to the secret hideaway rooms in the mansion?
Oh, yeah.
If Kevin and I ever get back to the mansion, we could hide out there forever.
Wow.
No, we know where to hide. No, you did not, Lisa. It was just for me and Kevin.
Would we want to hide out there forever?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to go,
be the
come
phantom
and go.
Of the mansion. At the middle of the night, I'd be like lurking around.
Bad Ronald.
Exactly. I'd be moving stuff and they wouldn't be able to fit. Didn't I leave that over there? And be freaking everybody out. Look at peepholes in the bedrooms of the playmates.
Okay, now I'm in.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Happy birthday, Hugh. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
No handlebars. No handlebars.
Hey, guys. Just heard the handlebar song on the radio again. Really?
I can change the station when they play this song. I can hold your ponytail like handlebars.
I think this song is sort of gay.
I can drive my car with no steering wheel.
I can masturbate with no baby oil.
Oh.
I smoke weed when I drive. Assistant producer Alex is a super whore. I can masturbate with no Vaseline.
All right.
Oh. I think Kevin and Bean are effing fags.
All right, let's take it easy here, people.
I think people want to hear the Handlebars song more is what I'm getting from that.
I believe that is true.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. I love the Cribs series that is going on at krock.com in the Kevin and Bean video section, and here's why I love it. And I think Kevin's with me on this. We get to watch it. We don't have to go to the people's houses and smell it. That's what's great about it.
The first one was Doto. We did Doto Cribs. Psycho Mike went over, and Lightning went over with the camera, and we had many questions, but basically we were looking for his gun.
Right.
Because he told us he had a gun, and he's, you know, threatening people. We were all scared that it was real. So we thought, let's go over there and just act like we're there for an interview, but let's find that gun. And then they came up with the Cribs idea, and now it is continuing. We have Doto Cribs up at krock.com at the video page.
Uh-huh.
And the new one.
Sam the Armenian Comedian.
Cribs.
Oh, come on.
My God.
Now, if it sounds like that show that was on MTV, it's exactly that. We're copying it identically.
Okay.
Except
we don't have really... rich people with really nice homes.
Yeah. We can go to Jay-Z's home. We go to Sam the Armenian Comedian.
Right.
Exactly.
Just as good. Comedian, by the way, who we only have on a couple of times a year. There are listeners now who really have no idea who he is. And
trust me when
I tell you that you're so lucky. Yes. It is best that you don't know. He's basically a guy who has been coming on our show on and off. You know, sometimes he's not on for 2 years at a time, but on and off for the last 15 years he's been coming on our show. And he is just a guy who wants to be in entertainment. He's a guy who believes very strongly that he has all the abilities, that he can sing, that he can tell jokes, that he can act, that he can do everything. He has none of those abilities, yet he still endlessly believes in himself, and that's what we love about him.
The question that everybody, I imagine, would ask is he really that way? And the answer is absolutely.
Totally.
That way. Now, Psycho Mike, you went over to his house.
Sure did. Lightning and I and a team of cameramen went over to Sam the Armenian Comedian's house. And with Doto's Cribs, the thing about Doto is he was really guarded and private and wouldn't answer any questions.
He wouldn't tell you where the knives in the bag came from.
Right. And he was almost not willing to let us in. It seemed like Lightning was really twisting his arm to do the Doto Cribs. Well,
right.
Sam was the complete opposite.
Sure.
He couldn't have been more happy waiting in the front yard for us to pull up. And we show up, and this is Sam at the front door.
Holy sh! Come on in, folks!
Hey, Sam!
Hey!
Are you ready to show off your Armenian palace?
That's right!
Did he act like he didn't... Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. What are you guys doing here?
And he laid out like... I'm not kidding. He laid out like a montage of pictures, a collage of pictures of his family all out in the front yard. Like...
Did he not realize Cribs was inside?
I think so.
he also is incapable of not swearing, too, by the way. That's
true.
The other thing about Sam.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely. So the first thing I see is his like living room, which also has a huge dining room table in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, Sam, give us the rundown of this room.
This is my living room and my dining room, and this is my nap station.
Okay.
What's his nap station? He has a nap station?
Where he curls up with a banky?
Listen to me. I'm not exaggerating when I say the big table where his family eats dinner, a foot away from it, a foot away is a futon fully ready to have someone sleep on it. So I say, Sam, why do you need a nap station? You have a couch. You have a bedroom. Why do you... If I do not feel like I need to take full nap, I take small mini nap. I go to nap station to prepare for not bedroom.
Will he sleep too long if he lays down on the couch or in the bed?
He says he doesn't have to make this bed as much as he does the master bedroom with all the pillows and all the blankets.
That can be, so that can take a long time.
Sure.
He's got a system. I understand.
Yeah, but now there's an unmade futon right next to your dining room table.
Yeah, it's a nap station.
So, you know, as every Cribs episode, you want to know what they have in their pantry and in the refrigerator. You want to know what they're eating. I go into Sam's refrigerator and pull out this, like, goulash that I didn't really understand.
He lifts, but first you lift up the lid and it looks like the smell knocks him over. I mean, it really
it
looks
rocked
like
me.
Like you were just almost buckled to your knees.
Looking through Sam's refrigerator here.
Ugh.
My ass. What is this, garbage truck remnants that you call food?
What is the best food you advertise? Roast, wheat, rice pilaf.
Why does it smell like Shaq's post game?
That's not a smell you want, really.
It was pretty
strong.
How was
the smell overall in Sam's house?
Better than I would have imagined.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't describe it as good, but it was better.
They made that movie, that Armenian comedian documentary that we all saw and loved a few months ago. So I got a chance to at least see what Sam's house looks like in the film. And it looks reasonable. I mean, he's not living in squalor or anything. That looks like a nice middle-class home.
That's because he's married.
Yeah.
She does it. If it wasn't him. Yeah.
And he's open to admit the fact that he's not the breadwinner, the main breadwinner of the household.
What a surprise.
So then we go into the master bathroom slash shower slash washing slash dryer.
Sam, what room are we in right now?
Well, this is the master bathroom, a shower, and washing dryer.
Okay.
All right, good. Well, the washing dryer is especially good.
Yeah, there's nothing like putting your feet up on the washer and dryer when you're on the toilet. Like,
yeah, that's always good.
It was really, like, oddly decorated. Like, a kid, if you took someone who lived in a dorm room and then said, here's a house, do it just like you did the dorm room,
right.
That's what it would be like. And so then we go into the shower. I just want to explore where Sam bathes.
It's very funny, the visual of Mike face-to-face with Sam. There's just barely enough room for both of them in the shower, but they are face-to-face talking. You can see it at krock.com.
All right, Sam, we're here in your shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to bet you dollars to donuts. This is a part of the house that you've never used.
Most of the time, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, what is it about Mike? No matter whose home he goes to, he has to crawl into the shower with them. He did the same thing for Doto.
First of all, he's gay. Second of all, I think he finds it funny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so, first of all, he's gay.
So, like any self-respecting Armenian, he has a massive collection of colognes. I mean, just huge. And I'm sorting through them, and I find this bottle of KY jelly. And it's, like, prominently displayed in his bedroom. You know, you'd think that's something you keep in, like, your special drawer, your fun drawer. So I asked him about the KY.
Why do you need KY?
Oh, that is to use, you know.
On your boyfriend?
No. When we make sex, it's so dry sometimes.
Oh.
It makes it easy.
Oh. No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. So, oh, no.
So delicate. Sam.
No.
Too much information, Mike.
No. No. Come on. When we make sex, it's so dry.
Now you know, people, why he accused Borat of ripping him off, because he's had that English for years.
His wife must be thrilled with that.
She's got to be pleased.
Oh, God. I don't want to think of him ever having sex.
Do you think Psycho Mike is done talking to him about sex?
God, no.
No, you'd be wrong. Not.
Armenian guys don't go back door.
No, we don't want to stick our in a hole.
Just in case you didn't know what that meant.
So Mike clearly turned on, throws Sam on the bed and really humps him. And I mean, it's not a 2 second, hey, I'm humping you.
No.
Sam is getting wrecked on the bed, ass up, facing the pillow.
I put in work.
Really? This clip is shortened for radio. It's much longer on the video.
You want my hummus? Yeah! Sexy Armenian
Glendale!
Think he's done talking about their sex life yet?
Please, yes.
Your wife smokes what?
Cigarettes.
Paul?
Kent.
Kent!
Come on, Mike.
Kent, whoever you are out there.
Kent is a lucky guy. Tell you that right now.
So we've had about enough of Sam's house and Sam's shenanigans. So Sam bids us adieu.
And everybody, once you see my house, where I live and all that, everybody is welcome in my house.
Oh. Hey, we should totally give out his address.
I'm talking Kevin and Bean breakfast with.
No, that's his dream. So at the end of it, they're standing in the front lawn. And Mike, you can see mouthing the words, watch this, watch, as Sam is saying goodbye. And you want to explain what happens here?
We just had a real, like off camera, he's like, Mike, I really want to thank you for coming over here and, you know, giving me more of a chance to get exposure because I really want to be an entertainer. I'm like, dude, no problem, man. Sam, you're my boy. So we're having this moment, mm-hmm. and we're filming the goodbye, like Kevin says, and I'm saying, please watch because I know what I'm about to do.
And he doesn't.
And Sam is just on cloud nine, a big smile on his face. At that point, I just smash him in the balls. I mean,
oh,
and it
my.
Was a good solid shot that he didn't see coming.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Why? Why did you do that?
He did that for you every single person that hates Sam. And that's okay. Most of our audience. They will be happy to see this. You go to krock.com, go to Kevin and Bean page videos, and it's the Armenian comedian Cribs.
Hey, look, it's Kim Kardashian.
Whoa! Whoa! Oh, that hurt. Ah!
See Sam rolling around in agony.
Yeah. So that's for people who hate
wow.
him.
Wow.
Armenian comedian Cribs. You going to go back? You going to hang out on a weekly basis?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind hanging out with Sam, honestly.
Really?
Like, I got a whole different feeling after doing the Doto Cribs as I did with the Sam one. Doto, I never want to be around again. I just feel so scared.
He's scary, yeah.
Sam, I feel like he's just a guy who doesn't have what it takes to make it, but just really wants to.
He doesn't even have what it takes
really
to get close to it.
I'll tell you something else that's different between those two freak shows, though, is that Doto seems miserable in his life and
yeah.
out of place. Sam seems happy in his life and out of place, and he's fine with that. He's just waking up, you know, packing a bowl and just living the
True.
Dream.
And what's the key to happiness? Packing a bowl.
Packing up, waking up, packing a bowl, and living the dream, I guess.
If you take anything away from today's show, that's it. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7. KROQ.
He's 5 years old.
Ralph has a Iron Man doll.
Is that a new toy from the
doll,
movie company,
it's
Ralph?
An action figure.
Action figure.
It's a doll.
Repulsor blast. Go. That movie looks good. When does that movie come out?
Must be soon.
Tony Power, no Tony. Is there no way to mic the toy so he can hear it?
He has it. He has it right next to the mic. That's as loud as it gets.
There you go.
There you go. Now you found the speaker.
He talks out of his penis, apparently.
Okay. Kind of makes me miss the Transformers mask.
Not me.
It's 6:58 of the Kevin and Bean Show, KRQFM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the showbiz beat. Apparently excited about Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr.
All right, Ralph. All right.
You can actually put it down now. We'll move on to some other stuff, perhaps, Ralph. Can't understand a word of that.
Well, if you'd shut up, you'd hear him say, Repulsor blast. Target engaged.
We were...
Auxiliary power. Go, Tony, go. I am
Iron Man. We were kind of okay. hoping for showbiz.
A little bit.
I think that was our goal.
Oh, so cool.
I'm Ralph Garvin.
This was sent to me by Paramount Pictures and Hasbro.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool is that? I understand. The rumor has it. They're making an Iron Man helmet that you can wear.
We can only hope.
Your voice.
We can only hope.
How great will that be for about 6 months?
6:59.
I'll do every showbiz as Iron Man.
Time for the Ralph Showbiz.
I'm Iron Man. So awesome.
I was a big Iron Man fan. I loved the comic book. It was one of my favorites growing up. Now I regret it. Now that I see where it has led us to.
Because fun should never be had by anyone. That's why I live on the island with a tube in my pee-pee.
Which is the story is next.
Yeah. Let's talk about showbiz, shall we? Mary Louise Parker and her Weeds co-star Jeffrey Dean Morgan have split up after a 2-year relationship. She's not lucky in love.
Mm-hmm. No.
No. She has a newly adopted baby girl, by the way, and a son with actor Billy Crudup, who, actually it's Crudup, I guess is how you pronounce it.
And is that the dude that grows the pot in the house, or his brother,
Jeffrey
his mom?
Dean Morgan?
Which
know.
One was it? You
I don't know which one he is.
I think he plays her, I think he played briefly, Kevin, her dead husband, the one that died
that
in the first episode.
Oh,
I think that's
I
the guy that she's actually been dating in real life. I could be wrong about that.
I got you.
Billy Crudup left her for Claire Danes while she was still pregnant with his baby, so good times.
That's a classy move. Women tend to like that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We admire
they love
that
it. They say, get me knocked up and then please just get the hell out.
But wait
till their attitude.
Wait till I'm 7 months and then go.
That's good times.
I do love her so much, though. I can't imagine anyone leaving her.
I am Iron Man.
All except right. for maybe
Iron Man would leave her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Apparently, Beyonce Knowles, speaking of pregnancy, already pregnancy rumors about Beyonce.
Really? Just because they're got married?
TV show Extra claims people are talking about her supposed delicate condition and the fact she's wearing a lot of high-waisted skirts to hide her tummy. Hmm. Her representative said she had no idea whether her client was pregnant or not. Well, that's a yes, isn't it?
No kidding.
Is your client Beyonce pregnant? No idea. Barely know the woman.
I haven't even talked to her in the last
Beyonce,
6 months.
I'm a big fan. Have her CDs. I have no idea.
Usually they say no matter what.
Yeah, but
then later you find out.
If you're pleading dumb,
yeah,
I think that's a yes.
The one thing we've learned about tabloids, though, is that if a couple is dating, they will get asked a million times a day, when are you getting married? And then once they are married, they'll get asked a million times a day, when are you having a baby? I mean, we push them to whatever the next step is, whether they care to go there or not.
Repulsor blast.
Give them a repulsor blast. That's what I'd do.
Oh.
If I had a suit of armor.
You don't, though. You know that.
I will, though.
Yeah.
Mario from Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Has a crush on the show, but not his dancing partner, Karina Smirnoff, who's smoking hot, by the way.
One of the other dudes?
No.
I thought they were dating.
Well, apparently they said someone saw them macking or whatever, but she is supposedly dating Mario Lopez.
Right.
So there's a lot of Marios.
Wow.
What are the odds you have a romantic triangle with two Marios and a Karina?
Pretty soon.
Yeah.
How much chance of that?
Apparently he thinks Judge Carrie Ann Inaba is hot.
She is.
He's correct.
Super annoying, though.
She's
no
annoying.
No way you could possibly ever get close to her. Well, there you go.
I haven't seen her that much, but she seems annoying to me.
Why?
I don't know. She just does.
By the way, our condolences go out to our late great friend, Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Who passed away?
Got booted off the show last night.
Oh, booted off the show.
I thought his performance as Zorro on a unicycle was a shoo-in to keep him around.
It was pretty funny.
With a porn mustache and a red cape riding on a unicycle.
Well, he was dressed as Zorro. He had a mask and he had the...
What does it take? Hat.
I know.
What does a guy have to do?
He's a freaking circus performer. That's
apparently
not good enough for him.
Apparently he has to dance.
Oh, okay. Here's the funny thing. On AOL, when I check in to see who got voted off, you know, AOL has got the announcement and then they run a long blog of hardcore Dancing with the Stars fans.
Wow.
Regarding their response to the elimination.
Wow.
Not a popular guy with the hardcore Dancing with the Stars viewers.
What a surprise.
They don't like
he
the funny?
It a little
no.
bit.
It's about time he's gone. He mocks everything that Dancing with the Stars stands for. I mean,
oh,
they take it really seriously. Now, him and his snide attitude, unacceptable. We need good dancers who are sweet like this person and that person.
Wow.
Just going on and on. And I said, now I know who's watching Dancing with the Stars.
We need to round those people
it's
up.
It's effing shut-ins with no sense of humor. That's who's watching this show. And that's why it's hugely popular.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of hugely popular, Hollywood Reporter says Disney's already hard at work at High School Musical 4.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
The third movie in the series hasn't even begun filming yet.
Why are you saying thank you?
Because it's awesome.
Okay. Like you have this, like everyone should be thanking you?
No, not me. Not thanking me. Just thank you, America.
That's what awesome.
Just thank you for making it happen. It's great news. That's
boy, that
I'm
was
saying.
Really gay.
The original cast goes back to work on High School Musical 3 in 2 weeks in Utah. But meanwhile, Disney says writers are already working on a script for a fourth movie.
Hmm.
Yeah, great.
Called Zach Comes Out of the Closet. High School Musical 4.
Oh. I don't
Zach
think.
And the Football Coach.
I was in.
That's the official title?
Zach and the Football Coach, yeah. Apparently it has something to do with jock straps and high school showers.
I was in the HSM chat rooms yesterday, and they're saying Vanessa's not coming back. They're saying that Zach's going to have a new love interest for the fourth movie. So I'm hoping to audition.
Jonathan? It's top-notch gay.
I would love for you to get that role.
I would, too.
You see Bean singing and
dancing. I want to play his grandfather. Maybe they'll hire me.
Yeah.
That's
that would just make it completely creepy. It would just be the creepiest thing ever. It would just complete the cycle of creepiness that you've already begun.
Yeah.
As if you took him as your young twink lover.
I'm going to play it for comedy. It's going to be the unicycle of creepiness.
Oh. Threw twink in there for all our gay listeners.
Yeah.
They appreciate the twinks.
Mike got it.
That's bullshit.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Albert Hammond Jr. of The Strokes is 28 years old today. I was a big fan of Albert Hammond Sr. and his smash hit, It Never Rains in Southern California.
That was his dad?
Yeah. Remember that song? Never Rains in Southern California.
Yeah.
That was his dad. How about that?
That was from like 400 years ago?
Yeah, 1822, that song came out, yes. Yeah.
And what was it? What band was it in?
I believe it was The Strokes.
They came to party, and they were disappointed.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance is 31 years old today. Cynthia Nixon of Sex and the City is 42. Dennis Quaid is 54 years old today. And Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner is 82 years old today. I believe Hef has a suit of armor he puts on when he has sex now. Because he's 82, his heart can't take it anymore. So he puts on a suit of armor. Makes that noise.
Repulsor blast.
That's what he shoots
what
out,
he
of
calls
his,
it.
Out of his armor. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
Just thought I'd give you the heads up.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Kevin and Bean Show, 713.
What would you like to know? How much do you want to hear?
Everything.
I don't know. Bean's had a rough week with the old unit.
That's what it is.
And if you've got little kids, maybe now's not the time for them to listen.
I would like to hear every excruciating detail.
Well, we don't unfortunately have that kind of time. The short version of the story is that, and I'm sure that this has happened to some of our...
Hang on. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sure this has happened to some of our listeners in the past. It had never happened to me. I'd never had any problem like this before. But last week, about a week ago today, in fact, I realized that I couldn't pee. And
how long does it take someone to figure that out? So did you feel like you had to?
Yes.
And then you would stand there and nothing
You know what?
Happened.
It's been 2 weeks. I really need to get some help.
And I don't know very much. This will shock you guys. I am not a super health conscious guy.
Really?
I don't really know much. I will confess a great deal of ignorance on how the body works. But I was smart enough to figure out when it started to hurt that maybe it was bad and wrong that I couldn't pee for the first time in my life ever. Because it's one of those things you take for granted is that you got to go, and you do go, right?
That's a nightmare, too, to get taken care of. You put that off as long as you reasonably can because you don't want to go in.
It's so uncomfortable.
Right.
It's like having a bladder infection. It's the same kind of feeling where you feel like you have to go, but you don't. It's awful.
And I've never had a bladder infection. I've heard the exact same thing, Lisa, that yes, it's very painful. So I'm doing everything I can think. I'm drinking lots of water, and then I'm drinking cranberry juice because I always hear cranberry juice is supposed to help you pee. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Filling it up.
Yep, well, that's what I found out. So this was last Wednesday. I started noticing in the afternoon on Wednesday, and Wednesday night still can't pee. And I get up, I surely think by the time I sleep Wednesday night into Thursday, I'll be peeing like a racehorse when I get up.
Sure.
Morning, right? Get up Thursday. Kevin, you weren't here now that I think about it. You weren't here last. So I come in to do the show, and I sit down. I say to Mike at 5 a.m., I go, I don't know how it's going to go today, but I'm just barely hanging on because I was already feeling so poorly. I mean, at that point, everything's swelling up on the inside. You're just getting sicker and sicker and sicker.
And you haven't had anything swell down there in a long, long time.
Exactamundo. So I do the whole show.
It's a penis joke, Lisa.
Okay.
I do the whole show on Thursday, and I really do feel like I'm going to die. And I shuffle out of my little studio, and
Troll.
I say,
And he hasn't gone to the bathroom. In how long now? More than 24 hours?
It's been more than 24 hours, yeah. So I say to Donna, I say, I'm just going to go lay down. I'm so tired because I'm worn out. I'm just wiped, right? So I go and I lay down. And she says, all right, but if you're not peeing by noon, I'm taking you to the doctor. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I go and lay down. And at noon, she comes in and she says, lift up your shirt. And I do. And I'm the pregnant guy on Oprah. I've got a distended belly out way from my body. I mean, it's really at that point, I'm now terrified because I have this vision that it's going to burst or something. You know, what the hell's going on?
You've got a pee baby.
So she takes me, she puts me in the car, and she takes me down to the hospital.
Sweet!
And by the way, the most excruciating ride, every single bump, every pothole, every turn is just killing me at this point. So I finally get in, and the doctor sees me, and she says, well, we got to put in a catheter.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Again, being ignorant, I don't know anything about catheters.
No, you need to run from the room when that happens.
I know technically what it is they do, but I don't know how they work or what they're like or anything. So here's how stupid and naive I am. I think they're going to make a little incision in my abdomen, and they're going to just put a tube in my bladder and just suck it out.
Nope.
You did?
And I did. I swear to God. I thought, and I said, is that how it works? And she, and by the way, yeah, I've got a woman doctor.
Yeah.
She says, no, we put a tube in your penis, sir, is what we do. And then we blow
and you,
up. It,
and you got up and ran from the room?
I was in no condition to run. So they do. They put a tube in you, and they have a little balloon on the end of it that they fill up with water. And that's so it can't come out. The tube cannot come out.
So now you've got more water in there and a tube.
That's correct, yes. And they ended up draining me, by the way, of 6 times a full bladder. They took out 2,000 cc's of liquid out of it. So okay. I lost like 5 pounds in a minute.
I want to go back to the catheter part, the insertion of the tube. How painful is that?
You know what? There are 2 things going on in my head. One is, as bad as this is, I can't live with this pain anymore. It's got to alleviate some of the pain, so it's worth it.
Right.
And it really is more of a like a really like sharp burning than it is a pain. But it hurts. It's really, really uncomfortable. And of course, it's a completely unfamiliar sensation.
Yeah.
Because you've never felt anything like that.
Oh, you're going to love this.
How long did I have the catheter in?
Yes.
Yeah, like 15 minutes?
That's an excellent question, Kevin. Thank you. They put it in at around 1:30 on Thursday.
Right.
And I got it out Monday afternoon.
Because he couldn't.
Yay!
The problem that caused him not to be able to go was still there.
Oh, no. So you did the show on Friday.
With a tube.
With a hose in your
unit.
And Monday.
Yes. And Monday. Yeah.
What'd you do all weekend?
Peed in a bag.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
Bean usually runs like 3 marathons on the weekend. That's why I was curious.
There's little more humbling than realized now you're peeing in a bag. I will tell you that. Although, if I had felt better, I would have gone on some sort of really long road trip just because how awesome would it be to never have to stop and pee. You know
True.
What I mean?
I guess.
But, so, I know we're almost out of time. And by the way, I think we do need to take some calls from urologists and proctologists, because I've dealt with both in the last week, and I'm telling you, that is no honest way to make a living. I am telling you, what's up with you?
We've had a lot of conversations off the air. How do you end up in that position where you stick your hand in someone's ass for a living?
That's right there,
that's my line. If I have to stick my hand up someone, I'm out. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Thank God someone does, but...
And the reason the proctology part comes into it is because they think that's what causes when you can't pee one of the common symptoms. You can't pee. They think is an enlarged prostate, so they have to find that out. So on the same day that they put a catheter in the front side, they put their fist in the back side. So you got both of those things going on. That's talk about the worst date I've ever been on in my life. Right?
That's a horrible job.
So Thursday to Monday I have that. And just real briefly before we break, and again, urologists, proctologists, we need to hear from you. We have questions.
Anyone whose job includes inserting anything in anyone.
Right. 1-800-520-1067. So Monday, when I go to have the you get another checkup and have the catheter removed, by the way.
Are you begging? Oh, God, please take it out.
I was terrified that whatever the problem was still there and that I wasn't going to be able to pee. But what they do in that case is they come and they fill you up again. They do the reverse catheter where they fill you up with, 500 cc's or something like that. They're pouring water into you at this point.
Is that the part where you said the nurse was filling up your penis with tea? Didn't you say it was tea?
Out of an iced tea pitcher, yeah.
Iced tea pitcher, okay.
But it was all. And by the way, this is a shoddy HMO I've got or something like that. But I offered her $20 cash if she'd handle me without a glove, and she wouldn't do it. And I was very disappointed.
Dear
by that.
God, can you imagine when they saw Bean come in? They're like, "You take him. I don't want to take him. I took the last patient. You take him."
No kidding.
So they fill me up, and then, as if that's not uncomfortable enough, because now you're completely filled up with water, and then they pull the catheter out, which hurts just as bad on the way out, by the way, as it does on the way in.
That is so
and then
painful.
They say, okay, now you're full. Now we're going to test and see if you're able to pee or not. So they march you down. I swear to God, you guys, I've never heard of anything like this before. They march you down and you have to pee into a machine that measures how well you're peeing, like how much you're peeing, how fast you're peeing, how hard you're peeing, how much is left. They talk about
a
pressure.
Machine?
Yeah. You talk about the pressure to pee like a racehorse.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you don't raid, if you don't make the grade, they're putting the catheter back in. Yeah.
We'll put it right back in. Don't think we won't.
Because they want to make sure that you're strong. They want to make sure that you can do it.
No one's ever tried to pee more than being it right at that moment.
I was so nervous about
failing.
Underperforming in there. I really was, because I was terrified they were going to put that catheter back in. It's just been a miserable week. It is. I No, wrong. Stop. Don't. Leave it alone.
Oh, there's nothing funnier to me than that. That just blows.
It's been a bad, bad, bad week.
But at least he had a female doctor. At least she was semi-hot.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
but helps. At least, and here's the point. Here's what I take away from it. One is, boy, I'm never going to take that that seemingly easy thing to do for granted. But two is, at least now I'm done with worrying about penises and catheters and stuff. Those guys who work in those places,
right.
They go back and do it all day today and all day tomorrow.
You got another new patient coming in today.
Jeez.
Yeah. How is that a choice? If you're smart enough to go to medical school, why aren't you smart enough to pick another another aspect of the field?
Something how that do you, doesn't include the rear end.
Yeah. How do you concentrate on anyone, any guy having to take down his pants? How's that the choice?
Well, I think we'll find out.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your call.
Those of you just joining us, I spent more time than I care to in doctor's offices in the last week having parts under my underwear probed and prodded. And by the way, if you're going to have to, if you got to do the prostate test, buy me a drink first. That's all I'm asking. You know, just some music, a date. I don't know. It just seems a little rude to get right to that as an opening remark.
But Bean, I think, hit the nail on the head, though, when he said, if you're smart enough to get through medical school, why would you choose any specialty that involves someone's ass?
I don't know.
Under what circumstances do you go, no, next, what else you got?
Well, why don't we talk to Gloria, who has been in this field for more than 20 years. Gloria is on line 4 from La Puente. Gloria, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning.
Wow, they get those numbers wrong. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Kevin and Bean and Haley Sumay.
Hi.
What do you mean? What numbers did we get wrong?
I've been working as a surgical physician assistant. First, to define a physician assistant, it's like a nurse practitioner where we study enough that we can work autonomously.
Right, but
a PA needs a surgeon.
Does your job involve putting your hand in someone's ass?
For 4 years, I worked in urology. And I worked in a really heavy-duty clinic, 40 patients a day. It was pretty much just me, underserved community, because I worked for the county.
It was just you and your rubber glove.
But you know, I trained in general surgery. But working for the county, I was on a limited type item. The only
okay, but before you go on, Gloria, because I can tell you're quite a talker. God love you.
Sorry.
Do you not know the word no? What else you got?
Single mom. I needed benefits. The only job available in urology.
Okay, so if you had any other opportunities, you would have taken them.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I really thought long and hard.
So it's thank
you. Hey,
yes, so it's as bad as we think.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah. You know, this is funny because the woman who was filling me up with the water from the iced tea pitcher the other day, I asked her the same question. I said, seriously, this is what you do all day? And I guess their clinic, they also do vasectomies, so she does get to assist in surgeries and stuff, which I think she enjoyed more. But she said, you know what? I had this medical background, and I needed a job, and this is what was open. And I didn't think I'd stay this long, but I've been doing it 7 years, and it's not that bad. So I think like so many other things, I guess you
how
get
can
it
used not
to
be
it.
That bad?
I mean,
that's like taking a cheese grater to your arm. You go, no, under no circumstances is that good. I've been doing it for 7 years. It's not so bad. Yvette in Los Angeles, good morning.
Good morning.
You have a job that includes ass?
Not ass, but the other parts.
Oh, really? Okay. What do you do? Would you have done some of the stuff that I? Would you have done some of the stuff that I described that's happened to me in the last week?
That's correct. I do that many times a day.
The
and
catheter?
I've actually had situations, where I actually can't seem to see the penis. Like, it's so retracted in older men.
Imagine.
I have to put my fingers in and try to figure out
the problem. Okay, all right now.
No kidding.
Excellent. Oh, we should talk to Bean's nurse.
Wow, that's something to look
She'd
forward
to. She'd be telling
to.
Us the same thing.
She was impressed, I got to tell you. Although I will say, when you go in and you're in that much pain, you do not present well. I did feel like it was the Seinfeld swimming excuse a little bit, but you did not present well. But I'm telling you, you can't enjoy it, though, Yvette. At some point, it just has to be like working an assembly line. This is just what you do, kind of force a habit, right?
That's correct, yeah.
But don't you take the first chance to get out of that?
Well, I'm a nurse, so I do a lot of other stuff, but I mean, right now, I get to do those all the time. We're the ones that do the dirty work. So.
Wow, that blows. By the way, I just threw this out as a joke, but we need to talk to Bean's doctor. I'm not kidding about that. That would be awesome. Hook us up, Bean.
Don't think that's going
to
happen. Catheters, I mean, it's weird that they have been around for – I mean, I guess we've been doing it this way for 100 years. I guess they haven't come up with anything more effective because it's an inexpensive way and it's efficient. But it seems like there ought to be another way to do it that doesn't hurt so much.
There
I
is.
Will tell you
Jessica
that.
Has it in Norwalk. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
What's the other way that they could have dealt with this?
Well, the You're lucky you only had it in a couple days, because I've received patients from nursing homes where they have chronic catheters like they're in all the time, and their man part is filleted open like a hot dog.
No, no, no.
Why would they do that?
Well, in a way, it is bad nursing, because you're supposed to tape the tubing down to the thigh so that it doesn't pull.
Oh,
right.
But sometimes, like, I don't know, I don't work in a nursing home, but we get these patients, and it's almost halfway down, it's, like, sliced open.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Now, you probably had, like, a basic, like, 16 French, which is kind of, well, anything in there is going to feel big. But
you think?
Sometimes I have to put, like, these huge ones that are massive. They're, like, 22, wow. 20s. I call them catheters for dummies, because they're so big.
Well, they had to use a fire hose for me, but that's a whole different story.
Hey, Jessica, the doctor, I asked, I said, how sensitive is this? How much do I have to be careful to not accidentally pull it out, you know, by turning the wrong way? Because, I mean, I'm still, you know, feeding livestock and stuff like that.
Who
I can't
isn't?
Just sit in bed. I've still got to do stuff, right? And they told me that it was difficult for them to come out because they fill up a balloon with water. But yeah. It does happen sometimes where people have pulled them out, right?
Gosh, yes, all the time. Usually it's confused patients or psycho patients who don't want it and stuff. They just pull it out with the
You can't put a hose in someone's penis and then call them psycho for one to get it out. Come on.
No, they pull it out.
I would pull it out, too. That's not meant to be there.
But with a balloon filled with water on the other side, Kevin, imagine how much that would hurt. Imagine how much damage that would do coming out.
There's no good end to that.
It bleeds like crazy.
Good times.
No
good
more,
times.
You guys.
All right, Jessica. Thank you for the call.
I think Mike is going to hurl here in a minute, by the way,
with this
conversation.
I think I'm going to hurl, but we need to talk to your doctor. I mean, not kidding.
Well, that's just not
I'm not kidding.
She wouldn't talk about anything anyway.
But if you gave her the okay, she would.
She's a professional.
Right, but
know.
If you said it was okay, she would.
I don't think she'd
come
be
on!
With that.
I really how really
don't.
Impressed Bean. She was.
I do too.
Oh, she was. She said, come back when you get this catheter out, big boy.
Oh, that last story was the best thing I've ever heard.
I want to hear it again.
Really
again,
just
again.
The best thing I've ever heard.
Speaking of catheters, real quick, got an email from a lawyer, by the way, who was involved in a case with a patient who disconnected his catheter to get out of bed, then got back in and accidentally, I guess, connected the oxygen tube to the catheter tube. He says blew himself up. Now, I don't know how something like that would happen. I don't know why oxygen plus catheter equals explosion, but he says that's what happened. So I guess in retrospect, I didn't have as bad a week as perhaps other people have had.
Good times.
Wow.
That's the best story ever. First, let's say hello to an old friend of ours. Bob Dylan is on the phone. Good morning, Bob.
Hey.
How's it going?
Well, I don't have any idea what you just said, but I hope it's, hey, Kevin and Bean, check me out. I just got awarded a Pulitzer Prize.
Ain't like me now, bitches.
You got a Pulitzer Prize?
That's right, mother effer.
For your investigative reporting in the L.A. Times? What'd you get it for?
Again, for being rad.
For being rad, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's what they said when they gave you the award, when they announced the award. For a profound impact on popular music and American culture marked by lyrical compositions of extraordinarily poetic power, Bob.
Yeah, I like it now.
They must be out.
I mean, you've been pretty well, compensated and adored for the last 50 years. I'm not surprised that people will give you this honor.
But it's a Pulitzer Prize.
It is a Pulitzer Prize. It was a bit of a shock.
I like that.
We like right. it just
so
fine.
You want a Pulitzer Prize.
Now, Bob, are you still?
Me.
Yeah.
Who's got two thumbs in the Pulitzer Prize? This guy.
No one else.
Now, are you still doing your theme time radio hour?
I'm doing the Happy Time Lemonade Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Hour.
Okay.
And that's where you a lot of sponsors now, it sounds like.
That's where you pick a theme, you play songs, you tell stories about.
That's right. Okay. Pick 5 songs every week, and that's it. And tell the story about the hinting of the tongue. And again, everybody's got to talk some songs in the theme.
Come again, please.
Right. No, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what's your theme this week?
This week, my theme is Ween.
Wind?
The band Ween, B.
Ween. I'm sorry. Wing. I thought you said Wind. I'm sorry.
No. Like wing songs.
Wing.
Wings.
Like Paul McCartney Wings.
Yeah. Paul McCartney Wings?
Yeah. Weenie.
Oh, because you heard me talking about my catheter.
Weenies.
Weenie.
Wendy's?
Wheaties.
Wheaties cereal.
Is it Wheaties?
Wing.
Wheelies?
Wing.
Popping Wheelies?
Wing.
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 I hear winging.
The great singer Wing.
Winging.
What
are you hearing, Lisa?
The font Wingdings?
Wingy?
What do you hear, Lisa?
Winging.
Winging?
Yeah. Is it winging, Bob?
That's stupid.
Right, but
look, you said it.
You did it. It's winning.
Oh, winning.
Winning.
He said winning.
Winning
is what he said.
Winning, because I won.
Okay. Because you won the Pulitzer Prize. Now it makes sense.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Winning.
We should have Bob email us the theme so we can figure it out.
Winning.
Yeah. Being number one. Being
number
the
one.
Best. Winning.
Okay.
Being the best.
Okay.
All right, we got
being
it.
Being better than you.
Okay. All right.
We got it. You're better than me.
Right. You blow, I'm cool.
Okay, good.
That's the theme.
All right.
And then success and winning, being number one.
Right, we got it now.
Yeah.
We got some, you're good.
Sounds like this one.
A moment like this.
I feel like we could.
Something is happening to me.
I feel like we could. I feel like we could have understood the lyrics had Bob not been singing.
Yeah.
Or whatever
right.
he
that,
was doing.
Is that Kelly Clarkson you're playing on your show, Bob?
That's weird.
Okay.
American Idol. She won.
She won, and you were a winner, too. Okay.
Winner.
Okay.
You, loser.
Okay. No and Pulitzer Prize.
You
are the best.
Better than all the rest. Yeah.
You like you.
Okay.
Bob, you don't have to sing along to the songs. You know that, right?
Yeah, I do, because I'm the best.
You're the best.
Because I won. You didn't win the Pulitzer Prize.
You won the Pulitzer Prize, yes.
I did.
Right.
Who won it?
You.
I did.
Yeah, all right.
Not you. Me.
All right.
I'm the best.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You're the best.
We got it.
I'm a champion.
Oh, sure.
That's it. We are the I am the champ. We in that champ. I am the champ.
Yeah, who's we in that?
Me,
just
myself,
you.
And I.
Okay. Right.
And how about this one?
I am number one.
Yeah.
Ooh. Kelly. Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob. come back to us, Bob.
Bob,
where did you hear Nelly?
He comes to my house sometimes.
He comes to your house. All right.
Yeah, I give him new Band-Aids.
You give him Band-Aids?
Yeah.
I see. To wear on his face?
Yeah.
All right.
And this one, just for me and Kevin.
Oh, no.
There you go.
Yes. Come on. This is
your song, Kevin.
This is the horrible song they do the montage to at the end of the Final Four. Okay, all right. Hey, Bob. I don't think Bob's ever heard it.
Bob, they may take your Pulitzer away if you keep this up.
Who are you? I'm a winner.
You are a winner, yes.
Losers.
Okay, let's stop playing this song. All right, all right.
You thought you were done with this after the basketball game the other night.
Yeah.
All right, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
That's a super gay song to put highlights to, by the way.
Right.
All right, Bob, is that it?
I'm the best.
You are the best.
About the Kevin and Bean garage sale coming up in just a few minutes here on K-Rock. First, Lisa May's got traffic for us at 7:56.
The update brought to you by your Southern California.
Hey, Bean. You know she's recording this because they're going to go over it.
Thank you.
They're
Thank you, Kevin.
Ask her about her performance.
That was helpful.
Okay.
So,
well, don't suck, Lisa.
All right.
All right, go ahead.
This update is brought to you
now
by
here's
your
Lisa.
This update is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We still have that Siglert in Malibu on Pacific Coast Highway. The northbound lanes are shut down before Encinal Canyon Road. Southbound, the left lane is closed. They say they're going to keep those closed down until 10 this morning. In Elysian Park, I-5 northbound at the 110 Pasadena Freeway. That's a disabled tractor trailer in the right lane.
Lisa!
Traffic is backed up through the East LA Interchange onto the South Santa Ana. That's slow from the 710. In Santa Ana Canyon, 91 westbound beyond Gypsum Canyon Road. Wreck now moved to the right shoulder. Stop and go traffic now from the 71.
Do your bosses know you make up the traffic, Lisa?
They didn't until now.
No, go ahead.
Mostly sunny after morning low clouds. Highs will be in the 60s. I don't care. I'm using this.
Fantastic. Hey, Calvin, Dean, and Lisa May, I forced it in you. What's happening?
Toyota owners through April 18th receive two Friday and Saturday tickets to the Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach.
You are, in fact, a whore.
With any service of $69.99 or more. See dealer for details.
She's a whore, okay?
K-Rock traffic.
Hope that goes well for you, Lisa.
Yeah, I think you've effectively ruined that one. It's KRQ FM Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday morning. What's everybody talking about, Argar?
Everybody's talking about the fact that Adam Carolla will no longer be Dancing with the Stars.
Everyone's talking about that?
Everyone.
Are they?
Well, Adam is, and Tom Bergeron. That's about it.
Who's that?
He's the host of the show.
Oh, the host. Okay.
It is, I know you're going to find this hard to believe, Kevin, the biggest show on television, except for American Idol.
I know.
So there probably are a lot of people talking about it.
I know.
A lot of people take it very seriously, too. You should read some of the blog entries now that Adam's gone.
I would love to.
Thank God! About time that clown left our show. He did not take it seriously. He mocked everything Dancing with the Stars stands for. Which,
really?
I think it stands for C-level celebrities making asses of themselves dancing the Paso Doble. He certainly fulfilled that obligation.
These people get online and give their opinion on it.
Passion. Passion,
Kevin. What the hell is
wrong?
Don't they have anything in their lives?
Nope. He's got Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Inexplicably, Adam was voted off after he performed as Zorro riding a unicycle.
How could they say he doesn't take it seriously?
I don't know. I've seen that in many ballroom dancing competitions.
I don't know how they could vote him off.
No.
Of course, no one would have voted him off if anyone had watched Secret Talents of the Stars last night.
Oh, what's that? That? Oh, that's a celebrity?
Did you not see Secret Talents of the Stars?
The kind of stars? Those?
No. Oh, it's magical.
Like one of them wants to be a country singer.
Yeah,
one
you know
of them
who
wants
to be a country singer? Huh. Mr. Sulu. Star Trek. George Takei.
What?
Singing On the Road Again by Willie Nelson last night.
Wow.
What's
wow.
wrong with you? What were you watching instead of that?
Anything else?
Why are you bad, America?
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Spectacular. Clint Black, country singer, was a stand-up comedian.
Oh, good.
How'd that go?
Well.
Excellent.
Sasha Cohen, the skater.
Mm-hmm. Ice skater?
Yes. Mm. Was a contortionist.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And Maya, pop star Maya, was a tap dancer.
A tap dancer.
It was the worst talent show you've ever seen in your life.
Are they going to do it again?
Oh, Lisa, how could they not? The semifinals are in 2 weeks or something.
Semifinals?
So
it's a competition for a winner?
America has to vote. And they voted Clint Black and Maya on to the next round. Sadly, Sulu will no longer be singing country western gems.
Why are you bad, America?
Some of the greatest television I've ever seen.
Wow. God. Wow.
Sulu was working out with Montgomery Gentry.
Yeah.
Who's that country?
Got me.
It's a country duo, yeah.
Apparently, they're popular with someone. I thought it was a department store. Originally. I was shopping Montgomery Gentry years ago. I think they went out of business.
That does not sound good.
But he's like, I'm so happy to be here with you. I'm a huge fan of yours.
That's just not good.
Like, look at this, Mr. Sulu. Look at this gay Asian guy singing. Ain't this cute?
It was very strange.
That isn't good for you.
Seeing them hang out together. But. John Stamos has announced that he is passing on an offer by NBC to launch his own show that would be a spinoff of his time on ER.
Hmm.
He's not interested.
Surprising.
Where it is, he doesn't want to be locked into a contract. Sometimes they sign you up for 7 or 8 years when you take a deal for a series like this.
Yeah.
And he says he has other options. I guess maybe the Beach Boys are going to go on tour again.
Sure.
He wants to play congas for them.
That's as fresh as yesterday.
The hell.
I don't watch the ER, but I understand he is very good on that show.
Will he just stay there then, Rob?
I guess he'll just finish up there. They got one season left. That's it. Oh.
I like it. I like it. It's a hit. I think I'll keep watching it.
Beyonce Knowles hasn't been married a week, and already the pregnancy rumors are flying. The TV show Extra claims people are already talking about her supposed delicate condition because she's been out wearing high-waisted skirts and hiding her stomach with big purses and long coats, they claim.
Hmm. I love fat asses.
Her representatives say they have no idea whether she's pregnant or not. No idea. Beyonce. Oh, she was in Destiny's Child, right?
Yes. Isn't that their job?
I have no... don't really
public
talk
relations?
To her. Don't... no. Hmm. Not so much. Told you yesterday that Carrie Underwood and Chase Crawford of Gossip Girl had broken up. After Chase texted her, it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New York Post reports now he's got a new girlfriend. His Gossip Girl co-star, Michelle Trachtenberg. Who, of course, you also remember as Buffy's little sister on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sure.
They were seen hanging out in a Soho nightclub on Saturday morning. All over each other, according to witnesses who were there at the club. So, Chase Crawford, private investigator, moving on. Good for him. And more romance news. Sienna Miller.
Yeah.
Has a fiancé. You know, she's going to get married to that Rhys Ifans guy.
Boobs.
The guy who played Hugh Grant's scrawny weirdo roommate in Notting Hill.
No.
He was funny.
No way.
Hideously ugly.
That's but not
her
to marry.
Fiance. Sienna Miller is going to marry that dude.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm saying no.
Remember he was in his underwear all the time and everything?
Yes.
Just sort of a
he was funny.
Hideous looking guy, though.
Funny to watch, but not to marry.
No.
No. No.
They're no. They're tying the knot on the Mexican island of Isla Mujeres, apparently. But no. Sienna, apparently, according to the Daily Mail, London tabloid, wants him to fill out his tux a little better. So she has given him an exercise machine and a workout plan to try to put some muscle on.
Good luck.
Wow.
That's she's already trying to change him.
That's how you want to start. He's scrawny and just hideously ugly.
Yeah, but if Sienna Miller asked me to do it, I'd be like...
Sure.
I'd shoot up roids. I'd be, you know, taking Psycho Mike's course of drugs, whatever he pumps into his system. I'd be doing it all.
But why start with a guy who's so far behind? Couldn't she pick better and then not have as much work to get done?
Here's the thing, Bean. If you start with a guy who's low on the totem pole, you can mold him and make him do whatever you want. A guy who's good-looking and strapping already, he might say, enough with you and your attitude. I'm going to go find some other hottie. This guy, he's peaked. This is as good as he's going to get.
He's grateful. Yeah.
That's right. Yes, honey. Yes, dear. More muscle? Yes, ma'am.
That's not going to happen.
Put a tube in my penis? You got it. Whatever you want.
I'm telling you, you're going to be on tomorrow. You're going to say, remember that story I told you about? It was wrong.
They've been together a while, Kevin.
Yeah.
They've been dating quite a while.
No. Yes, Kevin.
That's just not right.
Yes. Today's celebrity birthdays. Albert Hammond Jr. of The Strokes is 28 years old today. Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance is 31. You know, Gerard's a big comic book fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
He created his own comic book, The Umbrella Academy. It's very popular.
Right.
It's very popular amongst us comic book geeks. He's doing very well for himself. He's 31 years old today. Cynthia Nixon of Sex and the City is 42. Dennis Quaid turns 54. That new movie, he's in Smart People. Looks funny.
Is that the one with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes.
We were just talking about that.
Dennis Quaid.
First I've seen of it was yesterday.
Juno.
Yeah, the girl from Juno.
Ellen Page.
Lisa, Juno's in it.
Juno?
Wow.
I just threw up in my mouth.
And Thomas Hayden Church is in a new movie. Looks funny. I'm going to check it out. And Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner turns 82 years old today. Just got back from Vegas where he was celebrating all weekend long at the Palms.
He's a fag.
Oh, no, how dare you?
How
is anyone less?
Could he possibly earn that little soundbite?
I think Tony is incorrect in his
especially
assumption.
After he was partying with a nude Pam Anderson in his suite.
Yeah, Tony's wrong on that one.
By the way, Lisa doesn't think he scores anymore.
I think that we like to believe the myth, but I don't think he's getting much done anymore. He probably does a little, but I doubt
I've got word from inside the mansion that says there is a candy dish of Viagra tablets next to the round half bed.
Yeah, I'm sure he can.
That would seem to indicate he still has the interest.
He certainly has a lot of options.
He certainly does.
Tell you that.
I don't believe it.
Why do you hate?
Why do you hate Hef?
I don't hate Hef. I just think all the myth is overblown.
How much would he pay to just have Lisa get chainsawed apart by Hef? Take him over to the mansion.
Just plate fall out on
sounds
her.
Sounds really fun.
Doing it.
Who doesn't bang now, bitch?
Lisa, let the old man enjoy his retirement, all right?
What's wrong with you?
Whatever.
Why do you hate?
I just choose not to really believe that.
Be bad.
Lisa's just cranky because when she was in the magazine, he didn't hit on her. And so she
that's right. One of the few playmates that he didn't score with. Exactly.
That was kind of rough.
Does go back to that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our producer, Lightning, who's been with the show
17 years.
17 years.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah.
Started. And you can see every year of that on Lightning's face and body, by the way.
Yeah, I do not envy him being between me and Bean and Ralph and everybody in the office. And he started working on video stuff for online, and then we realized pretty quickly that he no longer cared about our show at all.
I was having a grand old time.
He wasn't paying any attention whatsoever. He already moved into another department. He was editing video. He was doing stuff online. We were like, hey, producer? So we fired him after he left.
No, he didn't.
No, we didn't fire him. He's working on the website. He does a bunch of stuff for the morning show now. But Alex Superhore is now our full time producer.
Yeah. She has stepped up to the plate.
Yeah. And we've gone through the office because Alex is there's a new boss in town. And there's a lot of crap that you saved, Light. There's a lot of crap.
Now, okay,
no,
so
don't even.
I mean, really.
So listen,
we did hoarders as a topic, now, and we never knew it was Lightning.
Oh, I did, secretly.
Yeah.
Because I love Lightning, and I love that he's now Lightning Scorsese, but all I cared about was like, are you out of the office? Are you done? Have you officially taken everything out of the office you can take?
She was kicking me out
and
weeks
literally,
before.
Yeah.
Because he would save everything, and we would go, what are you going to do with that? And he would say, I give it away. I got to stand in here and make somebody eat dirt.
Has a reason to save everything. He could explain away an empty box. I need to save it.
Here's a partial list of the stuff that we have. 2006 Talk Like a Pirate Day eye patch.
I can't give that away.
That's probably the most recent item, though. 2002
In Lightning's defense, though, and I don't know what his reason is for keeping a lot of this stuff, but an eye patch is something that Talk Like a Pirate Day is going to come around again in September. I mean, you can use it again.
All right, that was a bad
really?
Okay. First
because we hadn't used it in 3 years.
Doesn't matter.
Tell me what you're going to do with this. Remember the movie Wind Talkers?
Nicolas Cage, Nicolas the one about Cage. The Indians.
Mm-hmm. He saved a 2002 Navajo talking G.I. Joe from Wind Talkers.
Never
now
know what
you're
going
to do with that.
What a hot item.
At least it's broken on the inside of the box.
Listen, guys, to my credit.
He saved a toilet seat costume complete with rubber doo doo on the lid. Saved that.
Funny.
He saved my Shriner hat. Remember the Bedazzler Shriner hat? We did a Shriner show about 1800s,
yes.
And he saved that. Hmm. He saved his blender even after he broke it. He used to bring it in and make protein shakes and stuff, and then it's broken.
No. He made protein shakes once as a New Year's resolution and never touched it again.
I'm going to get ripped.
How did it break?
He saved a 5-inch black and white TV with an antenna and an AM-FM radio, and that's one that's like a portable one for the car, but 5-inch black and white TV. Got that.
Yeah.
Got your very own Love and Lamb, which is an inflatable sheep.
Party sheep.
I think people get what that is. Pedro El Escamoso, mullet baseball cap. This
funny.
Is crap we find in the office.
Not just funny. Everything we pulled out was covered in dust.
Yes.
We found stuff Kevin thought he lost 5 years ago.
Listen to me, though. I have worked.
The ab energizer and conductivity gel.
Oh, yeah. That
I remember that. Yeah. Now, hold on. Lightning's got an explanation. Yeah. I'm keen to hear it.
Listen, you guys know the budget system, how we work around here with money. There's never any money for the morning show.
Right.
We can't do parties. We can't do anything. So I get something, even as small as it and silly as it may be, I don't want to give it away. We may not be able to buy another one.
And we might need another 2002 Navajo talking G.I. Joe doll from Wind Talkers.
You never know.
That might come up.
You never know.
If we did, you would forget that you had any of these things on the list. Never needed them. Once. They were covered in dust behind Ralph's desk.
Here's the most disturbing one, though. Mm-hmm. And this one is really scary.
Oh, don't even.
We used to be, have our office in Burbank. And Lightning moved over from the Burbank office to this office. A jar. Of balls. This is Bean's donkey.
Happy? Was it Happy?
What was your donkey's name, Bean?
Happy? Yeah.
Happy?
Then sad.
Yeah. and Bean used to save his donkey's balls. And we would say, why do you have a jar with your donkey balls in it?
It was in your locker, right?
Yes, it was.
I didn't want to throw it away. I mean, it seemed like something that shouldn't just be thrown
there
in the trash.
Balls that got cut off. What do you do
is
with them?
Is this what pet parents do?
I assisted my veterinarian on that when we had when we got him snipped. We got his vasectomy. I guess it's not even a vasectomy for a donkey. I guess they take the balls out. That has a different name. But I was there, and we took the balls out and put them in a matzo ball jar.
Well,
and,
but why did I had you put them in my locker?
I had them in my locker because I just didn't feel like you should throw body parts away. It just seemed weird. So I brought it into work and I left it in my locker.
Wait
and then,
a minute.
Of course,
you bringing donkey balls into work and put it in your locker doesn't seem weird? But
Dada
throwing them away
them
does.
The house. She didn't want them in the house.
Well, of course not.
And right. We didn't want them in the station.
Well, so Bean, listen. I got a so here's what's for hold you. On, Alex. Here's what's funny, Alex. So I bring them into work. This is back when K-Rock was over in Burbank, and I left him in my locker. And then I moved away. and I moved away. So when you guys packed up the office in mm-hmm. Burbank and brought it over into Compton, no, apparently somebody cleaned out my locker and brought the donkey balls.
I did all of that. Wait, Alex. I did all of that, and I asked Bean. I get the balls. What do you want me to do? And he goes, if you throw them away, you're fired. And so I did not throw them away. And
how
there
is
were
that
several.
I remember that. I was packing the office with Lightning, and I said, just throw them away.
Yes.
We'll never tell Bean. He'll never know.
Right.
And Lightning was like, turned white, and he's like, we can't throw the balls away.
No, we can. They're the sacred testes.
They're not the sacred testes. They're
they
just
are.
A donkey. They're a 15-year-old set of donkey balls.
Well, now they're too old to throw away. It goes
no,
full circle.
Not.
Like something is
well,
so old. Now you
can't even
it.
See in the jar now.
Then they're right, either going to be antique? In Seattle, or they're going to be on your desk, Lightning.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We were going to have a garage sale, but instead of that, we're just going to give away stuff. We got a wheel. We got our wheel.
Yes.
And
don't
we put
do this.
All Woo-hoo! Of these items on the wheel.
Don't do this.
So, I filled six full garbage trash cans. Six full ones that come up to my waist with all the crap that was in your office.
There would be plenty of happy drunkards at San Anita.
1-800-520-1067.
These balls.
They've had plenty of chances too,
yeah.
My friend.
Yeah.
If you want a Jack Johnson bobblehead, or you want, you know, five inch black and white TV, or Ralph's Nacho Day Award from Taco Bell, or the Twinkie the Kid Twinkie container.
Ooh, I want that ab energizer.
The ab energizer. If you want any of this stuff, give us a call. We'll spin the wheel, and we'll just make some people happy. Today.
Ralph's willing to give away his award? His Nacho Day
he
Award?
He forgot he had it, dumbass. It was 10 years ago.
Oh, man. 1-800-520-106.
Kevin and Bean's. Garage sale, a toilet seat, what the hell? We have a lot of crap, even what goes inside a donkey sack.
Yeah.
Can we sell Omar off? In the garage sale? Is it possible? Could we stop those jiggles? Could we make that happen?
Put him on the wheel?
Jiggy coming up from the docks in about 10 minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show. K-Rock, if you're just joining us, basically, Lightning is a hoarder. There's so much crap in the office that we have to get rid of that we've decided we're just going to give it away.
Not a hoarder, just efficient.
No.
A lot of this crap is stuff that we wouldn't have kept on the day it got here.
I have tried to throw this stuff away for years, like when he hasn't been in the office, and he just knows when crap is gone.
Stuff
like,
is gold.
Where'd it go? Where'd it go? I'm like, what are you talking about?
We have about 75 Dodger bobbleheads. Psycho Mike is going to take all of those home. He yeah. will not allow us
now,
to give
see,
those
the
away.
The bobblehead thing is weird because I'm not a bobblehead fan at all. They just started showing up. It was one, then two, then three. Over the course of like 4 years,
we have quite
like 150
collection.
Bobbleheads, and I never asked for a single one.
We have a Donald Trump bobblehead, a Joan and Melissa Rivers bobblehead, a Crocodile Hunter bobblehead.
Two. We have two Crocodile Hunters.
Jack Osborne bobblehead. We have quite the collection. So what we're going to do is we're going to spin the wheel, and whatever it lands on, we're just going to give this stuff away.
No whammies. Right. No whammies. Right.
By the way, how come the Crocodile Hunter gets a bobblehead? The Stingray doesn't. Doesn't it seem like the winner? It's like the winner ought to get one, if you ask me.
All right, let's say good morning to Shirley in Valencia. Good morning, Shirley.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are good. We just spun the wheel. It landed on the toilet seat costume.
Oh,
you have a costume of a toilet seat with a little doo-doo on the lid.
There's even a place to put toilet paper.
You stick your head right through the rim. Congratulations.
And it comes with some
my
toilet paper.
My 30th birthday. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Hey, you're all set for Halloween this year, too.
Let's go to – that was a weak one. Let me spin that one again. Let's go to Sergio in Ontario. Good morning, Sergio.
How's it going?
Good. Spinning the wheel. You get the inflatable sheep. Hours and hours of pleasure.
Nice. That's awesome. Sergio, based on your personality coming through on the phone, you should be more excited about the inflatable sheep.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, all yours.
Okay. It even comes with a free Spanish fly sample.
I'm not sure he appreciates
nice.
It fully. Alan in Bellflower, good morning.
Hey, Kevin Bean, what's happening?
Hey, Alan.
Giving
Pizza
stuff away.
Swing.
You got...
swing, timely reference.
Yeah, that's... You got Ralph's Nacho Day Award from Taco Bell.
Man.
Congratulations.
What?
You heard it.
What?
What is a Nacho Day award? Does anyone even remember?
It's Nacho Day.
It's Nacho Day.
Taco Bell sent it, and it's like a it's nachos with beans and sour cream and salsa, and it's got a little plaque. Nacho Day award. Ralph Garman, February 19th, 2004. Glad this was in
excellent.
The back
hanging
of the
on to it with, wow. with my life.
Glad to use that. All right, let's go to Alan in is this Danny in Pasadena?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good morning.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, landing on Ralph's Nacho Day award. Sorry, already gone, dude.
Popular.
Let me get Michael's bobblehead.
Michael's bobblehead.
Cycle Mike.
We don't have a Cycle Mike bobblehead.
Well, you guys need to make one.
You get the
Lightning will keep it.
You get the Navajo talking G.I. Joe doll.
Oh, no.
Congratulations.
No, that one's
staying.
Comes
with a helmet and a gun.
That one's staying.
You're now a Navajo talking doll protector.
I don't want to suggest that these are not the best prizes, but I do believe everyone that we've talked to has hung up so far.
Really?
You don't want them?
I believe that's happened, yeah.
I look forward to donating this to Salvation.
Will and Irvine, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Lisa, man.
Hi, Will.
You got my bedazzled Shriners hat.
No, you don't. Oh. It's on my head right now.
It's
I'm wearing
beautiful.
It, and you're not getting it.
Lovely
just
tassel.
What I've always wanted to get.
So. Yep.
Listen, hey, he's not getting it.
Right. This won't surprise you guys. I kept my Shriners hat. I still wear my Shriners hat on special occasions, and it's bitching. I think you'll enjoy it very much, dude.
Enough said. All right. Let's go to Bucky. No. Bucky in Aliso Viejo. Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
You, my friend.
Give me some big music.
Oh,
yes, because really, this guy.
Is this the one? This is it?
You have won a jar.
Oh, my God.
That has apparently been leaking.
Oh,
there's a lot of leakage going on there.
Don't say it.
These donkey balls. Going out to Bucky and Alyssa Viejo.
I've been protecting these with my life for 16 years.
Because it was behind a printer.
Yeah.
They're in a matzo ball jar covered in bubble wrap, and it's leaked on
a lot
the
of leakage.
This is an antiquity.
Ew, I just saw
let's hear from the caller.
Right?
In your entertainment center.
You're going to put it on your entertainment center. Excellent.
For everyone to look at.
That's a great idea.
So you're happy about having donkey testicles that you've won this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I can't. It's exciting.
Okay.
I'm going to call and tell all my friends.
Listen, I want you to email me, bean@krock.com, if you care to, and I'll send you a picture of Happy so you can put a face with the balls, all right?
Yeah, because that's what he wants to know. What did that donkey look like? What are those? Those are balls. What did the donkey look like? I have no idea. I've just been driving. It's been driving me crazy.
Does that look like a horse?
What's wrong with you?
Through the beards and the sweat and the separated shoulders, 30 started in October, 16 continued in April, and the Ducks prevailed. Two favorite phrases, Stanley Cup champions, no practice tomorrow. That one in front, that's loose. Oh, and a save by Jaguar.
It's just amazing. I've been dreaming of this since I was 5 years old. You know, all I wanted to do is win this cup, and I couldn't be more happy and proud of what we were able to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to center ice Ducks goaltender Jean-Sebastien Giguère.
All I'm saying, Kevin, is that last year we talked to Jiggy before each round of the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they ended up winning it all. I'm not trying to make any kind of comparison. I'm not trying to take any of the credit. I'm just saying those two things happened. One happened, and then the other one happened. That's all I'm saying.
That is true.
And we welcome Jean-Sebastien Giguère back to the phone, back to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous KROQ this morning. Hey, Jiggy.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good morning. It's amazing.
Good morning.
Here we go again. How you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, it's been quite a long season this year, but I think we're pretty excited that the playoffs are finally here.
I got to tell you, it's funny how banged up you can be. Just going into the first round of the playoffs, you can just have all kinds of aches and pains. And
sure.
You know, you can't fathom getting all the way through it. I wanted to ask about Chris Pronger, because at the end of the Phoenix game, it looked like somebody landed on his ankle. They took him to the locker room. Is he injured? I haven't heard anything about that.
No, he's fine. I think he just came up for prevention, but, you know, I think he's pretty excited to play. He was out for eight games with a suspension, so, you know, he's going to be there game one against Dallas, and, you know, he's going to be a big key for us.
How many players would you guess are injured in at least a semi-serious way as they play in the playoffs?
There's a lot of guys that plays through aches and pain, you know, and there's medicine you can take that... take that pain away and stuff like that. You see that pretty often in playoffs. You know, it's what we play for. You know,
yeah.
We play to try to win the cup, and, you know, you got to go play with pain sometimes.
Now, the Ducks have been a good team for a number of years, Jiggy, but I wondered after you won last year if you could feel a difference as you traveled around the country and went into other people's arenas, if they treated you a little more seriously or played a little harder knowing they were going up against the champs.
Yeah, they did. You know, in the past, people wouldn't even bother coming to see us play. You know, we just weren't a big attraction on the road. And now you could see, you know, most rinks we went in, they were sold out, and people were really, you know, there was tons of signs saying that we were goons and stuff like that. We play a tough type of hockey. So, you know, people do respect us, and I think our opponents did too.
Now, you start the playoffs on tomorrow night, Thursday, and Saturday night. Both games are at the Honda Center, and tickets are still available, 877-WILD-WING. Tell me about Dallas. How many times did you play them this season? How did you do against them?
We played them 8 times this season, and at the beginning of the year, we had a bit of a hard time with them, finished a little bit stronger against them. But obviously, as you know, this doesn't matter anymore. You know, it's going to be... you know, a tough battle. They're a really good team, a veteran group. You know, I think it's going to be a very physical series, and it's going to be tight. You know, it's going to be those type of game with a 2-1, 3-2 game.
Right.
So it should be pretty fun. You should really enjoy yourself if you come see the game.
The kind of game that depends heavily on the goalie.
Yeah.
Is that kind of game.
Right. It's so weird still. I mean, I guess you guys have been around long enough now that it seems normal to have hockey in Southern California, but for some reason in my head, I can't get my understanding around Texas having hockey. To me, they're still playing Minnesota. I just can't believe it's the Dallas Stars. It's just so weird to me.
Yeah, I know it's weird, but tell you what, they do very well there. You know, they're pretty much always sold out at their game. They got a beautiful building over there, and they have a great fan following. And, you know, Dallas is a great city to go play in. So we're pretty lucky that they're in their division, I guess.
This is Jean-Sebastien Jaguar. Of course, we're talking to him on the phone as we hope to many times throughout the postseason all the way to a repeat at the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're talking about the Anaheim Ducks. As Kevin mentioned, unbelievably, there are still a few seats available for Honda Center if you want to go see it in person. Or, of course, you can watch it on FSN at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Jiggy, how many playoff games have you been in the net for? It's got to be 40, 45, something like that. You've done this a lot.
Something like that. I'm not sure exactly what my how many games I played or anything like that. But
is there anything different that you do or think about, or is it any different for you going out there besides the adrenaline of the crowd, besides the excitement? Do you have anything different you do for playoff game versus the regular game?
Absolutely nothing different. You know, I think it would be a mistake to do anything different. You know, you get ready all year to get to that point, and you get to have a routine and stuff like that. So you should just stick with what you're comfortable with. And that's what I'm going to do. You know, I'm just going to do what I do every day. And you know, it's obviously the outcome is a little bit bigger and all that. But you know, it's just a whole lot more fun, you know, when you win.
So right,
just
sure. During the season, you trade off with another goalie, at least one. And, you know, I guess maybe it's just back-to-back nights. But when it gets to the playoff, you play every game?
Well, you'd like to, you know, if things go well, then you should be able to play every game. But there's no saying how things are going to go. So, you know, we've always been very fortunate here. We've had Ilya Bizgalov, now Jonas Eller. You know, they're two very capable backup goalies, and they can do a great job every time they were on the ice. They did a great job for us.
But you won't let him see the light of day, will you? You're just going to keep that goalie position no matter what.
Yeah, that's the plan, anyway.
Hey, if you're that kind of player, though, if you're a champion, you want to be the guy who is out there. I mean, you don't want to be sitting on the bench watching somebody else. I know what I think we've never asked you before, Jiggy, and I was just thinking about this as I was thinking about what an unbelievable year you guys have had. Since you won last year, what was it like when you went to the White House and met President Bush? Did you get the sense that he had any kind of tracking of the sport of hockey at all? Did he seem to know anything about it, or was it just, you know, shake his hand, get a photo, and you're out of there?
No, you know, he was really nice, actually, and I don't know how much he knows about hockey, but he seemed like he did.
He didn't ask you, like, how many points you scored or anything?
You know, he had some anecdotes here and there, and he seemed to be pretty good buddy with Scott Niedermayer, asking him to go just a month in biking one day. So
nice.
Oh, how about that?
We'll see how that's going to go.
What a photo album you and your wife must have at home, though, between, you know, trips to the White House, and then you got to take the cup back home, and then, of course, you got your boy being born, and then now I guess he's a year old or something like that. You've had quite the Kodak moments over the past year or so.
He's been great, but we've got some great pictures of him with the cup, and we got a great pictures with the cup alone, you know, just all over the place in Montreal and here. So it's quite an album in the last year, that's for sure.
Yeah. Do you at the end of games in hockey now, they do a shootout if it's still tied after overtime. Do you look forward to that? Do you say, this is going to be great, I really want it to go to overtime because I can stop them? Or is it something where you go, oh, man, I hope that doesn't happen? What's your mindset?
Well, I don't mind it. You know, I think it's fun for hockey. You know, I think it makes the game not more.
I know, but the pressure on you is extraordinary.
Yeah, but, you know, pressure is what it is. You know, you go in there and you try to do your best. It's literally not my strong side. You know, it's not what I do best. But I don't mind it. You know, I don't really get any nervous for games, so I don't get nervous for that either.
Well, if it don't let this play with you, but we're nervous for you. we are very nervous. We would not want to be that guy, but we're glad you're there to be that guy for us. NHL playoffs, round one, Ducks versus Stars. This is where it gets really, really interesting. Again, I'm shocked that there are any seats at all available for tomorrow night at Honda Center.
That's bogus, by the way. That's
bogus. Yeah, because we have been to sellout games. And we had a Kevin and B night there just a few weeks ago, Jiggy, and we went and the place was just packed and rocking. So I know how much fan support you get down there. But please call Ticketmaster or 877 Wild Wing to get your tickets and Thursday and Saturday, and then hopefully you won't have to come back for the second half because you'll have already swept. But Dallas in round one, Jiggy, we'd love to do like we did last year and talk to you before each round of the playoffs. As long as it's working, we'd love to keep it up.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. So talk to Jiggy. Check. Gave away donkey balls in a jar. Check. Told people to listen for free Radiohead tickets after the news at 9. Check. That means it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman for a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
I thought it'd be weird to throw away a donkey's balls. I thought keeping them in a jar and holding on to them would be much more normal.
That strike you as odd, too?
You don't just throw away body parts in the trash.
Yeah, they do. People do all the time.
Really?
I think they do that 100% of the time.
Yes.
I've never thought of doing that before.
So you think everyone just keeps their donkey balls? You think there's just jars and jars of donkey balls throughout the world of everyone holding on to them after their donkeys have been castrated?
How many people have donkey pets that they're there when they're castrated?
How many donkeys do you think work on farms and stuff? They have to be neutered or whatever they do to them.
Probably a lot, but maybe the vet takes care of that. I don't know.
So in vets' offices all over America, they're just walls and walls, jars and jars of donkey balls.
Sure would like to get rid of these, but we can't.
We can't. No one does it. It's the weirdest thing to throw away these balls. I'll put them right next to my cat balls and my dog balls.
I thought there'd be some sort of weird voodoo retribution if I threw them away, like some spirit of the donkey would come and kill me. I don't know, guys.
Spirit of the donkey wouldn't come and get you if you cut his balls off. But if you threw them away, that's where he drew the line. That was unacceptable. But the donkey was fine with you cutting his balls off. That part was good.
He did calm down quite a bit after the surgery. He did. Look, they're out of our hands anymore. They're not a problem anymore. We gave them to a K-Rock listener. Some guy now owns them, so we're fine. They're gone.
What the hell is wrong with
me? Maybe make get some donkey ghost retribution for giving them away.
He's a douche.
That's my worry, Ralph.
Yeah. All right.
Balls.
Exactly.
Balls. Ah, poor Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Who was working his ass off on Dancing with the Stars.
Lucky Adam Carolla.
He was dancing with a unicycle and dressed as Zorro. For some reason, people didn't think that was entertaining. So they cut him loose last night.
He's the best contestant in the history of that show, for my money.
That's for goddamn sure.
And we watched it how many times?
I didn't watch it at all. Not one time.
Not one time?
But I heard about it. It sounded funny.
Yes.
Oh, you guys.
The clip's on the internet of him on the unicycle, by the way, if you want to check it out. Dressed as Zorro.
That sounds funny.
Yeah. But I think he's fine.
I'm guessing so.
I think he's fine. Probably I was talking with a little bit at Jimmy's 1,000th episode party. He's like, I said, are you happy to do this? I was like, yeah. And then I found out, like, week six, there's a group dance where we all have to dance together.
Oh, no kidding.
And then there's, like, after that, when you get down to, like, the finals, like, two dances a show. I was like, I got to get out of here.
How could they take that show and make it gayer by doing a group dance? Come on.
That's new, too. They've never done that before.
Fame. Wow. I'm going to live forever.
They should take phone calls like American Idol did.
Oh, that's
don't get me started on that show.
Woo.
Oh, dear God.
Did you watch AI last night?
No.
Big AI
it blows.
Night. Most inspirational songs last night.
It was a horrible hour of television last
How
night, Ralph.
How dare
it
you.
It was horrible.
And you like it, Bean.
I liked the show. Last night was terrible. It blew.
That's what I'm saying.
However, having said that, what if I were to tell you, Kevin, that tonight's American Idol is, am I right, Ralph? 2.5 hours
what?
Long.
Well, it's the telethon. It's the Idol Gives Back telethon, where they raise money
the
for starving
thing?
Kids in,
yes.
in Watts and Africa.
Not going to be any filler there.
Watts and Africa.
You say Watts and Africa?
Yeah, those are their two big places. Okay.
Well, they're helping people domestically and internationally, I think is what Ralph is saying.
Oh, right.
But yes. 2.5 hours of freaking Ryan Seacrest on my TV tonight.
Good
but
times.
Brad Pitt will be there.
Is he going to be
yeah.
there?
Yeah. Big star-studded event.
Oh, yeah, Bono. I mean, they really do pull in the big stars for this. It's a serious charity thing. What did they raise last year? $75
million? Over $60 million.
Yeah. Is it acceptable to send money and not watch?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
You have to send twice as much, though, if you don't watch.
Oh,
yeah,
man, it's worth
problem.
It.
They double it up on
it's
it.
Worth it.
Speaking of reality television, please tell me you were watching Secret Talents of the Stars last night.
No.
Come on!
I saw commercials for it, and I thought that has to be maybe the worst show ever.
I mentioned I was watching it last night, and a listener sent me an email, said that enjoy it while it lasts. Its ratings were 32% lower than Jericho was getting before they canceled it. So we may not get to see it through to its conclusion.
Couldn't have seen that coming.
But all I care about is I got a chance to see Mr. Sulu sing Country Western last night. That's all I cared about. Who would have thought George Takei, legendary science fiction star Mr. Sulu from the Star Trek show.
Ahead, Warp Factor 7, Captain.
Kevin's got a new voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
that's not
we got the
good.
Queen. We got
Alf.
Jonathan Davis.
And now George Takei from Star Trek.
And for folks who don't recognize the name, he's Hero's dad on Heroes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend.
Oh, that's right. He loves Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike's boyfriend.
You have a handsome movie star profile. Not the idol good looks.
He was singing country music is what you're saying.
He apparently is a big country fan.
And that didn't get
when
good ratings.
When I was in the internment camps, when I was a young Japanese youth in San Francisco, they only had one radio.
He didn't say
and that.
And that
radio, you would play country music. And it was very inspirational to me as a young man.
That was the story
he didn't say that.
About why he fell in love with country music.
He didn't say that.
What did I just say?
I know what you just said.
Then
but half of what
up.
You say is BS.
Well, this was for real.
He said when I was in the internment camp.
When I was in the Japanese internment camps during the Second World War, there was one radio.
Really?
And they would play country music on it. That's when I learned to love the songs of
they were trying to torture them is what they were doing. That's why you play country
joy.
Music.
And ever since then, I've been into country music. Usually I sing it in the privacy of my own shower stall.
Wow. I think it would be bad memories for him to hear country music.
Right.
That's where he was
that's
introduced
what I'm saying.
To it.
It's torture.
Well, it was bad memories for me last night when I watched him. That's a sound my ears will never get rid of. Here's a little taste of George Takei singing On the Road Again by Willie Nelson.
Oh, awesome.
I find love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeehaw!
I find love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
It's nowhere near.
Not even close.
He's not even
the
close.
Background singers are like on the road. They're looking at each other like, oh man, how do we catch up? He's at Warp Factor 6. We're traveling at sublight.
They couldn't have turned his mic any lower either.
It sounds it's more like Eli Manning tried to sing.
Lifelong dream of mine to see country music.
How dare they kick him off after
thank
that?
You, thank you, Debbie Reynolds, for judging me.
Debbie Reynolds, one of the celebrity judges.
Who's
on this
really?
Show. Debbie Reynolds was a movie star in 1947.
Wow, what a bad idea.
You ever heard of the movie Singing in the Rain? Legendary song Singing in the Rain with Gene Kelly? She was the co-star of that movie back in 1948 or whatever.
And she didn't recognize
Carrie
the talent?
Fisher's mom. Carrie Fisher's mom, too. She loved it.
She did?
Yeah.
How do you not?
I'm such a big fan of yours.
That's fantastic, Ralph. Yeah. You really took one for the team watching that.
Took one for the team. It was the greatest thing ever.
You know, you really should be on television. You're a dashing-looking guy.
Really?
Yeah, matinee idol profile.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know, so people should see you as well as hear you.
Oh, Mike's got a new boyfriend.
Sure does.
By the way, people have heard enough of him.
This is my coming out for country music. Out of the shower stall.
See, he didn't say that, though.
He absolutely did. Fire.
I like it. I like it. It's a hit. Nope. I think I'll keep watching it.
No, it's
not. If I had all the money in the world, I would call George up and I'd say, let's get in the studio. We're going to make an entire CD of country classics. Sulu Sings Country.
Yep.
I would just play it endlessly at my home.
He's the new William Hung.
He
the
is.
Background band and singers can't figure out where he is.
William Very Hung. Jamie Spears, dad to Brittany and Jamie Lynn, is trying to recoup some of the money his daughter blew over the past year. According to all accounts, in the last year, she spent, of her own personal fortune, $22 million.
Oh, my God.
In Whoa. A year. Yeah. In 1 year.
Yeah.
A year.
Spent.
A year.
Is that like a buying a
year?
Buying a mansion or something? Is that buying? Yeah.
She's bought a bunch of stuff.
A bunch
obviously.
Of cars.
Yeah, a bunch of cars. She should get with AIS. She should talk to Lightning on the phone.
She could save a bunch.
She should save her some money on car insurance.
Think of her hotel bills.
Yeah. She
no
buys
kidding.
A home and then stays at a penthouse for
yeah,
6 months.
Yeah, some fabulous hotel.
Anyway, Dad, according to the New York Post, is working on a new deal to have Brittany be the new spokesperson for a line of Danish furniture. That's classy.
I can see the tie-in.
That sounds like a joke. That's a punchline.
Owner of the company, Klaus Jelmbach.
Yes.
Has not yet responded to the story, so we're still waiting to hear from him whether they're considering Brittany to be the new face of futons or whatever the hell he
this
says.
This is retarded.
Yeah. Biggest pop star in the world. Could be selling you furniture.
Yep.
Not here.
No.
I don't know. Is the commercials just for overseas, Ralph?
I'm guessing, they're just overseas. Just in Daneland. Where
right.
the Danes
River
come from.
Right.
Yeah. Sir, please don't yell at me. Because when people yell at me, I have a tendency to start crying.
Woof. Today's celebrity birthdays. Albert Hammond Jr. You know him from The Strokes. He is 28 years old today. Gerard Way of My Chemical Romance is 31. Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City, soon to be seen in the new Sex and the City motion picture.
Very I've heard exciting. Enough about that to last a lifetime, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, aren't the ladies excited about this?
My God.
Can you just feel the energy? Every broad I talk to, oh, we're getting together. We're going to have a Cosmo party, and then we're all going to go. We're going to buy our tickets early, and we're going to be in the front row. We're all going.
Were you at my house?
Oh, cheese and crackers.
So excited. I saw the trailer. I was so happy.
When is that coming out so we can stop talking about
it? I don't know.
Next month, I think.
Oh, dear God.
Dennis Quaid turns 54 years old today, and Playboy magazine founder Hugh Hefner celebrates his 82nd birthday. Spry as ever.
He's the man.
He is
He's the man.
He is the mother effing man. Happy birthday, Hugh Hefner. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Time for the Afro line, 323-520 AFRO. Okay.
That guy's, he's pumped for football season already, it sounds like.
Just a bit. Shouting Raiders halfway through. Lisa has her fans.
I love you, Lisa May.
We hear a lot about Adam Carolla, but not much about Marley Madden. How's she doing on Dancing with the Stars,
Amazingly
Lisa?
Amazingly well. She doesn't miss a beat. It's shocking, and she's really good. She could win.
So she can't hear the music, a better dancer than most people who can.
Yes.
Okay.
That's bogus.
It is a happy day. Finally, Tom Cruise is actually being used as a street drug. It's true!
See, because there's a news story of Tom Cruise's people having to sue a company that's using his name in some sort of drug.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Hey, yo, that Kevin and Bean theme song? Yeah, that's hot, man. That's hot. That beat's banging. Y'all need to make a video for that.
Yeah, we do. We do have to make a video.
We'll
that's
get right
true.
On that. Thank you for the call. We were talking about Rachel Ray and how she's going to be interviewed in Time.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they have at the website, they say you can send in questions, and they're posting the questions. And we were shocked by some of the questions that were put up there.
Wow, guys. I went to Time.com to check out that Rachel Ray crap. You have no idea how much crap there is for her now that you guys mentioned it.
Oh,
one
no.
guy saying whatever you ever consider doing hardcore porn, because I would love to just pound that chubby beaver of yours. You guys released the floodgates, man. It's hilarious.
Omar started it all.
It's his fault.
He really hates. Then the listeners went and found it, and they all commented on it. But then Time, for some reason, is just putting her up on the website.
I know.
It's ridiculous that they're still letting that happen. We were talking earlier this morning about the sad, sad tale of a little man and his little penis, and how Bean can't pee.
Yeah.
And had a tube there for quite some time.
Bean can't take a pee without a weenie tube. Without a weenie tube. Without a weenie tube.
I hope, for folks who didn't hear the story, I hope it never happens to me again, but I will never forget the 5 days I spent peeing into a bag. It really was. I mean, you talk about a humbling experience.
Yeah.
It was no es bueno.
That's your old age, my friend. Just
I don't think,
right in front of you.
I don't think we gave out enough details. That's my problem with it.
Stop the conversation! Stop! Enough with the catheters! I can't even drive to work right now. I'm dying! Stop the conversation!
It was unpleasant. I agree.
And finally, this very, very good song.
Who's that prick with the tube in his dick? He's Bean Baxter.
Come on. Yeah.
That's good work right there. Call back anytime.
K-Rock. We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
It's the best deal in town. You do so little by picking up the phone and calling us. We do so much by loading you up with great prizes, especially today. A pair of tickets to both days of the upcoming Toyota Grand Prix of Long Beach. That's Saturday the 19th, Sunday the 20th. And you're also qualified to win. Now, check this out, guys. The Coca-Cola Grand Prize to be an official starter down on the track on Sunday.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
That sounds
race
dangerous.
Fan,
no,
pretty
that
hard
sounds
to beat
dangerous.
That.
Are we trying to kill our listeners?
That doesn't sound good.
Plus, you have also won Grand Theft Auto 4, courtesy of GameStop, available at all GameStop locations starting April the 29th. So please enjoy.
Everybody's got to be involved in everything now. People just can't go to anything anymore.
You
have to start the race at the Grand Prix. You got to have your own dressing room at Radiohead. Have your name on the ticket. Why can't people just go and see a goddamn show anymore? Why does everybody have to have their name and face slapped all over everything?
We are blurring the line between the performers and the audience is what's happening.
I like my line thick.
I don't know what that means.
Long and thick.
All right, let's begin with Josh in Glendale.
Glendale!
What's going on, Josh?
Hello, how are you? What it do?
What it do, Josh?
What it do, Lisa May?
What's going on?
We are driving in the ambulance on the 134 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And in Glendale.
Yes.
And we are very curious as to why fat chicks wear t-shirts that would fit my four-year-old sister.
Why do fat people wear little small clothes?
Tough question.
I don't know either.
Maybe they're emo fats.
My theory is that they used to be thinner, and it's still the same clothing they owned when they were thinner, and they just refused to acknowledge their weight gain.
Now,
I bet that's a lot of them.
Is it that they can't afford
shirts?
No, they just refuse to acknowledge the fact that they've gotten fat, so they think if they wear the same clothing they wore before and they were thinner, that it's all status quo.
Maybe they think it looks almost as good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a call-in where we talk to fat people who wear tight clothing.
People call in now. Tell us why you wear tight clothes.
But they don't know. That's the problem. I think a lot of people don't think they realize how embarrassingly bad they look to other people.
Yeah.
If you saw this girl right now, you would be laughing. I mean, we can't avoid laughing.
Is she lying on the stretcher in your ambulance?
Maybe.
Who are you making fun of if you saw this girl?
There's someone walking down the street.
We're making fun of her. We're laughing with her.
She's thinking to herself, why is that ambulance keep going by?
I know. This guy's in the EMT, by the way. He's an EMT. He's like, ha-ha, you had a heart attack and you're fat.
I don't think the person's in the actual.
Hey, can we hear that siren? Oh, did you put him on hold already?
I can bring him back.
Hey, Chris?
Or Josh?
Or Josh?
Yeah.
Josh, can you throw the siren on for us? Can we hear it?
Absolutely. I can't. We're on the freeway in traffic. We'll get in trouble.
Dude, you'll go faster.
I can't do it, man.
People will get out of your way.
Don't get him in trouble.
Do it!
You're no man.
Don't do it, Josh.
I won't do
just
it.
Just a little chirp.
You.
Just whoop, whoop.
You're forgetting my back.
Just a chirp.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
I support you.
Whoop.
Leave Josh alone. He's not like you
just
guys.
Chirp just, go. It. Just chirp it. Whoop, whoop,
whoop. Should I?
Yes!
Don't do it.
Hold on.
All right.
Hey! Oh, Josh.
We were lucky enough to talk to Josh on his last day.
That was awesome. That was so cool. Man, if I drove one of those things, I'd never stop doing that.
It's only awesome because he really shouldn't have done it. That's what makes it great.
Peer pressure.
All right.
We got some good calls here. Let's talk to Scott in L.A. We have not talked about this TV show yet, but it's new. It's on MTV called Rock the Cradle. I haven't checked it out myself, but Scott, you saw it. What's it all about?
Five. You think stars who can sing is in... Man, this is unbelievable. MC Hammer's fat daughter, Olivia Newton-John's weird-looking kid with the oversized lips. There's nothing worse than delusional parents and delusional kids.
What are they doing? What's the show?
It's you know, it's like children of celebrities on an American Idol where they're singing to the crowd.
Oh, offspring of singers.
Oh, my God.
It's all kids of musical performers.
Oh, like Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown has a son who's on there trying to be the next Bobby Brown. Right, Ralph?
And you know Bobby Brown can sing.
Oh,
that's
no.
true.
Right? Oh, man.
I would agree with you, except for Jesse Money, Eddie Money's daughter. Woo!
Oh, for God.
Eddie Money!
Is that called Rock the Cradle?
It's got Rock the Cradle on MTV.
Not bad. All right.
Now, Scott, is your point just that the show is horrible because none of these people have any talent and they're just on it because they have famous parents? Is that the deal?
Yeah, and the parents are delusional to actually applaud their children into, you know, like, you can do this. If you see Olivia Newton-John's kid, it's scary.
It's bad.
All right. Ooh, now I have to
and,
see.
And you're right, by the way. Her daughter has some sort of weird face disease. I don't know what's going on with
that.
No, she does.
She's
it's
got her dad's
man.
Lips. That's the problem. Her dad, Matt Latanzi's got giant lips, and she inherited those, I think.
All right, let's go to Juanita, who is calling from Long Beach. What line is she on? Five? Yes. Juanita, good morning.
Hi, what are you doing, nephew?
What to do?
What
to
do?
Do, niece?
Hi, Lisa May.
Hi, Juanita.
I was calling because I'm kind of upset with Lightning.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise.
Get in line.
Why?
I just moved to Long Beach and wanted to show some Long Beach pride, so I went to the store he owns.
Where else would you go if you want to buy some pride?
That's right. Did you ask for pride?
Yeah.
Ask for it by name.
I bought a Long Beach sweater.
Yeah.
$45.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Get home, all excited.
Right.
Show my Long Beach pride to my friends, and it's misspelled.
What's misspelled?
I kid you not. So I tried looking for him at the...
Wait. What's misspelled?
Long Beach is misspelled on my sweater.
The beach?
No way.
Long Beach.
And I want to mail it to him.
I don't believe you.
How is it spelled?
The long or the beach? Which one's wrong?
The beach. It's B-C-A-C-H.
B-C-A-C-H?
Are you sure it's just not bad penmanship that somebody had?
No. It's misspelled B-C-A-C-H. And I tried looking for him at the brew fest to show him, but I couldn't find him. I either want my money back.
So you're saying instead of five letters, there's six.
There. Two lies here that it's spelled wrong, and then you couldn't find Lightning at the microbrew fest. He's all over that place.
Yeah, he was at the front, but he was swarmed with people that were trying. You guys were doing like some raffling thing, and I honestly, you know, when you're drunk, you don't want to sit there with like.
Isn't it possible that the E looks like a C?
No, I swear all of my...
Like it has a tiny little loop at the top of it or something?
This is Lightning. Hey,
who's Lightning now?
Hey,
the owner of the store that you got ripped off by.
Hey, so first off, I think it's a bargain at 40-something bucks. Go to like PacSun and pay like 56.
Yeah, we're like designer sweatshirts, by the way.
Which is this the OG? What's the logo on the front? Is it Old English looking? What's the font?
It's Old English. No, it's like in cursive. It's embroidered in cursive. It's a gray sweater with white lettering. And let's say it is a stitching problem. However, it's pretty obvious. For $45, come on.
Juanita, I got to tell you, we have sat in meetings before where we talk about billboards or something else, and his opinion is always that you should misspell it because it gets attention.
That's funny, he says.
Right?
The only one that we've done, you know, we had LNGBCH, but that was... purposely left out letters because it looked right the way
what
we put on
Juanita's sweater.
This one is not ringing a bell. So obviously, if it is wrong, of course I'm going to swap that out for you.
And
for
you
something.
Have a double your money back policy, right?
That's right. Twice the money
for her. She's making me look like a fool. Of course, double. I'll give you two. How about that?
So what do I do? Do I go to the store and tell him my
just
name?
Just go there and wait.
We live in Long Beach, so you're not too far away. So
just go wait. He'll be there at some point in the next week.
Ron, the manager, will be waiting for you, and he'll take care of you.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, and I will take the sweater to show you. You can take a picture and hang
Absolutely.
It up on your wall.
We suggest we want to see it. We want him to bring it
that
in.
That is weird because you're the only person that's pointed that
you
out.
You can't spell, though. That's
but listen,
true.
Yeah. There's six employees down there, and not a single person caught it.
Lightning's not stitching them. Come on, let's face it. All right, we're out of time, Juanita. Thank you for calling on that. We appreciate it. How often do you get a chance to talk to the owner of the company, by the way? That's a pretty good deal. I want to thank our special guest, Jean-Sebastien Chaguerre, for joining us. Of course, NHL playoffs, round one, Ducks versus Stars. That's at the Honda Center tomorrow night. Shockingly, and you Ducks fans should be ashamed. game, there are still some seats available through Ticketmaster or call 877-WILD-WING.
Yeah, that's bogus.
That is BS.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, the worst television you watched this week, because Psycho Mike has taken to watching really horrible TV shows.
He always has.
The History of Cold Cuts he watched. Why would you stop
Story
on that
Story of the Hammer. Yep. We watched last week.
Also, tomorrow, Coolio will be here. Cooking with Coolio will be in our studios.
Stop kidding around. Tell people what we're doing tomorrow.
Cooking with Coolio.
No, seriously.
One of the guys that's running the torch, the Chinese Olympic torch runner.
Hey!
Eric Burke will be back on the program to tell us how that went. And the Simpsons are getting kicked out of Venezuela. Got details on that coming up.
40 minutes nonstop K-Rock with Cat Corbett next on the world-famous K-Rock.